Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
And floorboards to shingles. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You guys enjoying this chilly winter season? Are you feeling a draft or two around the house? Maybe you're thinking about replacing windows or doors. Maybe you're ready to upgrade your kitchen. Maybe you're planning for some warm weather projects like a deck or a patio or some neat new lighting or maybe even some landscaping you're starting to draw up some plans for. If you've got a project in mind or one underway, we would love to help you with tips and ideas to make that project go smoothly. So reach out to us right now by going to moneypit.com/ask. Press the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's show, as the temps go down, the cost of heating your home goes up. So we're going to share a few simple steps you can take around your home to reduce energy use and save some money as well.
And are you laying your head down on a bed of bacteria every night?
Oof, that sounds disgusting.
I know it's so gross. When you think about how long some people keep their mattresses, it really is necessary to detox those mattresses to keep them clean and to keep you healthy.
And home fire risk goes up in the winter, but did you guys know that not all smoke detectors work with every type of fire? We're going to explain why and how to make sure that you are protected.
All right, so let's get to work. We want to hear what you are working on at your Money Pit. Have you already started maybe that big project for 2025, or perhaps you're tackling some smaller projects throughout the year? Well, whatever it is, let us know how we can lend a hand.
Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Nicole in Texas on the line who's dealing with a clogged drain. What kind of drain? How much of a mess is this? I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's our shower drain. So we have an aerobic system. So we don't want to use a lot of chemicals in there and ruin our good bacteria of things we've got going on. So I'm not really sure what to use for a clogged drain in an aerobic system.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you did mention in your question that you can't use that thing that pulls hair out, which, by the way, I just want to take this opportunity to mention. This is a very short drain snake. It's about 12 to 18 inches long. And boy, does it work! You know, as a father of a daughter who had three other female roommates in college, that thing came in handy many, many times. I've had tenants with hair that clog drains, and it works very, very well. And it's like dirt cheap. So always my first line of attack is to use a drain snake that's designed for hair. Short of that, and because you have a septic system, you're right. You don't want to put Drano or really anything else in that system that could affect the natural field that's developed with the enzymes that are there right now, I would suggest that you just use a mechanical snake. Now, you can go to a store like Harbor Freight. These are not expensive. They work really, really well. A drain snake will do just that. It will follow the drain down through the trap to the area that's clogged, and you just sort of work it. Go down a little bit, bring it back up, go down more, bring it back up, and sooner or later you're going to find the source of that clog. Now, if that doesn't work, you may have to call a professional drain cleaner, but I think you can do this yourself because those drain snakes work very, very well.
Okay, well, that's really good advice. I really appreciate it.
Okay, well, good luck with that project.
All right, thank you all. Y'all have a great day.
You too, bye.
Heading out to New Jersey, where John has some issues going on in the attic. Tell us about it.
I have the breather up on top of my roof. Leaks, comes down into the attic, and I have a little container up there, and sometimes I don't get up there in time, and it's kind of messing up my ceiling.
Well, that's not good.
Well, I've gone up there, and I've had that can of, I forget what you call it, you spray it, and it's like a rubber or whatever. I've sprayed all around the metal flashing, and it's still leaking. I don't see any holes anywhere else. There's no missing shingles. I don't know what else it could be.
Okay, so let me just clarify for me, when you call this an attic breather or vent, what are we talking about? Is it a square hole in your roof with a vent over it? Is it a ridge vent that goes down the peak of the roof, or are you talking about the plumbing vent that comes up through the roof?
No, it's almost up in the about midway. There's one on one side of the roof and one on the other.
Okay, so it's a square vent.
Right, and there's no the opening is on an angle. But I don't know if it's enough of an angle when the wind drives the rain in a certain direction.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You may have some wind-driven rain in here. And what my advice would be to you is you have a ridge that goes down sort of like a peak of the roof that goes down the middle of the house?
No, it goes across. It runs horizontally.
What kind of roof style do you have? Is this like a standard colonial house or what is it, a ranch?
Small ranch.
Okay. So here's what I would do. You may very well be getting wind-driven rain inside that. What I might suggest is that's actually not the best kind of vent, and there's an opportunity for you to improve your ventilation here in your attic space, which will actually make it cooler in the summertime and drier in the wintertime, which makes your insulation more effective. And to do that, what I would do is I would remove those square vents, patch the hole, and reshingle over that, and I would replace that with a ridge vent that goes down most of the peak of the roof. The ridge vent's not likely to leak if it's properly installed, and that will open up that space to more ventilation, which will have the benefits that we talked about.
Wow. Okay. That's my next project.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, if you're looking to save money on your energy bills, we've got some fast and easy do-it-yourself home energy upgrades coming up to help you do just that next.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features 4 stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result?
crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's why we're so excited to partner with Vivint Home Security. Money Pit listeners can get their award-winning, smarter, simpler home security system starting at just $1 a day, plus free professional installation with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply, but don't wait. You must call now at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Chris in Arkansas is on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
Well, I bought a house, and it has 2 bathrooms. And the tile, sink, and tubs are baby pink and baby blue.
What's wrong with that?
Well, not exactly what I had in mind. But I was wondering if you can successfully, until I get to redo the bathrooms, if you can successfully paint over them without it looking terrible.
Yes and no. I mean, you can. There's a quite an extensive process to it to make sure that you get proper adhesion, that it sticks very well. However, whenever you're dealing with a painted surface and water is involved and areas that you have to clean as well, you're going to get some wear and tear. So I don't think it's the best idea. I mean, there are kits that you can buy online. Basically, if you want to do it without a kit, and of course, then you don't want to paint the grout, but a lot of people do paint the grout, and then that looks weird also. So you got to think about all these things. But you're going to want to use a very, very durable oil-based primer. And of course, you've got to clean those tiles very, very well before you even think about putting a drop of primer on them.
And I think Sherwin-Williams actually makes a primer that is super, super adhesive. And the reason I know about this is because the way they demoed it was by painting it on tile and then putting a second layer of paint on it. But even though it's a really adhesive paint, I agree with you completely that eventually, in a very short period of time, especially if you're cleaning the surface, you're going to start wearing through it.
Okay. And like I said, not knowing if I could or not, I just was, you know, thinking if I could buy myself some time and just paint it until I can redo. Or maybe it's sounding like I should just wait. So I can redo.
Well, you know, the bad news about those old tile bathrooms is that they have, you know, these very traditional, like 1960s-like colors. The good news is that the tile quality is usually really good, and the way it's installed is really solid. And that's why, if at all possible, maybe you could think about decorating around this tile. So you said you have, is it pink and blue?
Yes.
You know, with the pink, I think we're seeing such a big trend in pink really making a comeback in bathroom spaces. You know, you could go overload on the pink. You can add in florals. You can add in different tones of pinks. You can sort of tone it down with neutral beiges and grays and hints of gold and sort of make it, like, glamorous and more girly. You know, there are ways you can do that. Blue tile, I feel like, you know, it's just a poor choice. Blue tile is blue tile.
I totally agree with you.
You know, maybe everything else goes, like, super clean, but
I just feel like if you attempt to paint the tile, you're going to be sad in the long run. It will perhaps motivate you to do the permanent work more quickly.
Okay. Well, exactly that. And that's why I called. I just wasn't sure if there was some miracle cure that hey, this works great or not. And I am trying my best at decorating around, but the pink, yes, has worked better than the blue.
At least we solved half the problem, Christine.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, as the temps go down, the cost of heating your home goes up. Here's a few fast and easy fixes to stop the less well-known sources of energy leaks. For example, you might be surprised to learn that cold air can make its way into your living space through the lights and through the outlets on those exterior walls. The simple solution is to add a pre-fit plastic foam outlet gasket behind the cover plates to seal those drafts out.
Now, another place heated air inside your home escapes in cold weather is through the chimney. And it's an easy fix to insert something called a chimney balloon into the flue. It's a plastic balloon that inflates to fit your chimney, and it acts as a plug to prevent unwanted airflow, and it's easy to remove when you want to use your fireplace come next fall.
All right, now caulk is a great way to keep water out around the outside of the windows. But did you know that it can also stop drafts on the inside of the window? Cold drafts can leak through those exterior walls and then make their way into your home. So to seal those out, you want to add a bead of caulk between the interior window trim and the wall.
And here's one more. Lock your windows. Why, you say? Well, if you've ever rotated the lock on a double-hung window, you might know that when you do that, it actually pushes the window down to the sill and really creates a very tight seal. So by locking those windows, you'll actually seal out some drafts.
Jeffrey in Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I've got cement board siding, and occasionally a crack appears. And I'm wondering, I've tried a couple different caulks. The last one was quad, and it just kind of swells and shrinks with the weather, and it shows after you paint it. Is there anything out there you can help me with to repair cracks in cement board siding?
What you want to use is a silicone caulk because it's the most permanent one. It's got good adhesion and expands and contracts, but you're correct that it is very difficult to paint. So what I would tell you to do is to use a colored caulk, to choose the caulk in the color of the siding, and this way you don't have to worry about painting it, and you can still have the qualities of expansion and contraction and adhesion, so it'll stay put once you apply it. I mean, cement board siding does not need to be painted nearly as often as wood siding, so if you get the right color and you get it applied properly, this is something that can be with you for 10 years.
Okay.
The product is available in many different colors. I see it on the Home Depot website in gray and tan and white, of course. And there's also something called paintable silicone. It's a white silicone caulk, but it's paintable. It's made by GE. It's called GE Silicone 2. So you have a lot of options to choose from.
Yes, I'll check that out because what I've had so far hasn't really done what I've been able to be satisfied with.
Well, remember, the secret to a successful caulking project is to make sure the surface is clean and dry when you apply it, and make sure you give it plenty of time to set up. But, I tell you, if it's done right, it's pretty indestructible stuff.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Tom in Arizona, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Talk to me about this thing called stainless steel that stains. Stainless steel appliances and how you clean them.
Yeah, stainless steel and the stains that follow it, right? Yeah, everybody thinks it's indestructible and always stays beautiful and silvery looking and all of that, but it is indestructible, but it doesn't stay pretty. It's used a lot in commercial kitchens for a very good reason because it's very, very durable. But if you want it to look, shiny like chrome all the time, that's just not going to happen. So you got to kind of accept that. It's like if you have copper. We had somebody that called once and said, I can't keep my copper gutters without turning green. I'm like, people pay extra for that. That's called patina. It's like the natural way copper turns. And with stainless, it's going to get stained, and it's going to get discolored, and you're going to have to polish it probably more than you like to. But that's just kind of the way it rolls. Right, Leslie?
I mean, it definitely is. And, it's interesting because some of the appliances have made that turn towards the non-fingerprinting stainless. Because it's amazing how quickly stainless steel does get fingerprinty. And one thing I didn't realize, which I should have before I got my stainless fridge, is that you can't put a magnet on it. So then it's like all the fun things you'd put up of your kids, you know, it's kind of useless. You can't put any of those things up. And in fact, some now manufacturers are putting a magnet, you know, a magnetic backing on their stainless so that you can do that.
That'd be a big problem in my house. I don't think I've seen the refrigerator anymore since it was delivered.
I mean, it's true, but there are, you know, special products that are meant for cleaning stainless steel. It's important that when you do clean the stainless that you wipe it in the grain of the stainless itself because you can then scratch it and cause like a weird swirling pattern. In my opinion, it's gorgeous, and I think it's worth the work. So, you know, it's just something you got to deal with, unfortunately.
What products would you suggest or process to clean?
You know, the one that I actually like actually comes in a wipe format, and it's called Weiman. It's W-E-I-M-A-N. I know you can get it at Walmart or Bed Bath & Beyond. You can get it in the spray. You can get it in the wipe. I think the wipe kind of just makes it, you know, the easiest to deal with. Plus, then you end up with extra liquid at the bottom, and you can use regular rags when you're done. But I think the important thing is, you know, use a product that's meant for stainless, and you'll find that you have good success with it.
Okay, is there any type of polish to put over that then to help preclude getting stained again right away?
I don't think so, because you're not going to be able to like buff this to keep it clean in that sense. So I think it's just a matter of wiping it down on a regular basis. It's more of a maintenance issue, Tom.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now I've got Diane in Massachusetts on the line with a noise question. What's going on at your money pit?
I did the house 12 years ago, and I had blown-in insulation put in 3 years, and the house is noisy. I can hear a humming. It's annoying. It's a buzzing. I don't know why, after doing all of this surrounding the house and trying to keep it warm, I would hear a humming, a resonance in the house.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's got to be a reason for this, and it's going to take some real detective work to figure it out. I'll give you an example from my own home. You know, we recently, I'd mentioned earlier on the show, put in spray foam insulation and sealed up the attic. It's never been warmer in the house as a result of it. But in one part of the house, it still was technically a conditioned attic. So by code, we were required to leave some vents in that attic. Now, it ended up that it was so tight in that attic space, even with the vent, that whenever the wind blew, we'd get this really weird, almost like haunting sound. You know, when you were a kid and you took an old bottle and you blew it, blew us the top of it and made a big, deep sound with it?
Yeah.
Like a big jug? Well, that's what it sounds like when the air blows across this vent. And it makes a really weird sort of vibrating sound in that part of the house. Until I figured it out, I was really scratching my head. So there's always a reason for this. In our case, it was a vent. In your case, it could be plumbing. Very often we get noises in homes that are sourced from plumbing. Sometimes when you run hot or cold water, pipes will expand or contract and cause sort of like a cricking sound that will vibrate through the entire length of the pipe and amplify itself as a result. It could be electrical. If there's outlets or panel boxes in those parts of the house, they definitely should be inspected to make sure that nothing is disintegrating inside that electrical area. There's nothing about adding blown-in insulation that will cause a noise. So the source must be somewhere else that you're going to have to dig into a bit more, Diane, before you'll know what to do about it. But I would trust your instincts. If you're hearing it, it definitely exists. Sometimes people think they're going nuts. But I got to tell you, there's a reason for that, but it's definitely going to take some detective work to get to the bottom of it.
Okay, you coming over?
All right, well, you put on the coffee, and next time I'm up in Massachusetts, we'll stop by. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, is there a chance your mattress is making you sick? Well, there are simple steps that you can take to keep it bacteria-free. That and more when the Money Pit returns after this.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process. Cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and tiplets to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Get ready for laughter, chaos, and unforgettable fun.
Riverfront Playhouse proudly presents The Odd Couple, female version by Neil Simon, directed by Sean Sampson.
From January 24th to February 9th, step into the hilariously mismatched world of two roommates,
Olive and Florence, as they navigate friendship, humor, and plenty of surprises.
It's a fresh twist on a classic comedy.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Don't miss this side-splitting comedy
sponsored by this station
and these amazing pro-arts businesses.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Man.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What's on your to-do list for the remaining days of winter? If it's a project that's going to make your home more comfortable and more energy efficient, reach out to us and we'll talk it through. Hey, maybe you're ready to buy a new heating system and wondering if you're going to get a return on that investment. Maybe you're planning a project for the spring days ahead. Whatever's on that to-do list, all you got to do is call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT and slide it right on over to our to-do list, and we'll be glad to help you out with some tips and advice to get it done right.
Al in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I've got a door that, and I've always had a door at this spot, and I bought it one of these case doors where you just slide it in the hole, and the bottom part of it on the outside kind of like just rotted away, and eventually now after maybe 5 years, their bottom foot of it on one side is completely gone, and the other side is getting gone. And I was wondering what kind of problems I might have. It's on the west side of the house.
Okay, so you're talking about the door jams. It was a pre-hung exterior door, and the door jams at the bottom are rotting away. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really typical with a pre-hung door. And, you know, unless you're very careful with the maintenance in terms of painting that on a regular basis and not letting water sort of collect in that area, it's kind of the way those doors fail, it's the way they wear. My sister had a door just like that that I helped her with last summer. And, we basically just cut the whole thing out of the opening and put a new one in. You know, the doors are not that expensive. I mean, you can get a nice Therma-True door, for example, fiberglass door with rot-resistant jams now. They're made a lot better. You know, for a couple hundred, $300, and, you know, I popped it in an afternoon. I don't think that there's anything worth saving about the door as you describe it now. It's very difficult for you to repair that. And because it's pre-hung, it's going to be attached to the metal sill at the bottom. You're also not going to be getting a good air seal there, so it's going to become drafty.
Okay. Yeah, it's one of those metal doors with the glass in the middle and the little louvers in the middle.
Well, here's the thing. When you get a new door, you really ought to look at the fiberglass doors because they can look like that sort of plain metal style, or they could have a nice wood grain to it. But the nice thing about fiberglass doors is the door itself doesn't rust, and it's a lot warmer. It's much more insulated and energy efficient than a steel door.
Oh, good to know.
Okay.
Leslie, I appreciate it. I enjoy your show immensely.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for saying that. We appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
You bet.
Well, for all the time we spend on them, most of us give our mattresses little to no TLC, which means a shortened lifespan and even the risk of illness.
Yeah, that's right. If you don't take the steps to keep it clean, you could be sleeping on a bed of bacteria. You want to keep those germs away by investing in a mattress cover. Not only is that mattress cover going to protect the mattress from dust and dust mites, it's going to ward off bacteria.
Now, if something were to spill on your mattress, don't soak it. Instead, spray on a solution of mild dish soap and water and scrub it with a soft brush. Then blot it with a dry towel and let it air dry.
Now, every 3 months, you want to alternate between rotating and flipping your mattress. If you're going on vacation, let your mattress do the same. Strip the bed, leave everything open to give that mattress a nice dose of sanitizing fresh air and sunlight.
And one thing you don't want to do is to use dry cleaning agents on your mattress. These chemicals and the spot removers that are sold, they can be harmful to the fabric and to the underlying mattress material. So take a pass on the dry cleaning agents and let Mother Nature do the sanitizing by leaving it open and exposed, especially if you go away for a couple of days or more.
Lori in Pennsylvania needs some help picking out a counter material. What are you working on?
It's not for me, actually. It's my daughter and my son-in-law have bought a house, and they're moving in January. They want to remodel their kitchen, and they don't know what kind of counter to get. Can you recommend anything? And I did hear you guys say last week there was an alternative to quartz.
There are. Now, countertops, of course, run the gamut of budgets. So, and it also depends on the quantity of countertop. I mean, to me, when you think about, like, the best of the best when it comes to a countertop is I love granite. I also love marble. However, marble requires a lot more maintenance, a lot more sealing. It's a much softer material than the granite. However, if you've got a lot of counter surface, granites and marbles can get very pricey because they're priced by the linear foot. Sometimes they're several hundred dollars per foot. The edges then cost extra money. So you got to kind of figure it out that way. I think the top of the line, though, is going to be a granite. Then you can have those quartz products. You know, there's Silestone, Zodiac, and those are made from quartz. They're a hard surface. It's a solid surface. And they can look from anything from a solid color to that same sort of speckled finish to a grainy appearance. And they're going to be extra, extra durable as well. But they're going to be very similarly priced to a granite as well. Laminate is going to be, you know, sort of on the lower end price-wise. But laminates today come in so many different looks, if you will, that you can get something that looks like a granite. You can get a solid, you know, a solid color. You can get a speckled finish. You can get a vein with a graining.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the advice.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Just ahead, home fire risks go up in the winter, but you guys know that not all smoke detectors work with every type of fire. We'll explain why and how to make sure you're protected when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we love it when you call in and let us know what you've got going on at your money pit. But here's a new item for that to-do list that you are in the process of tackling. It's to join us every Monday and Thursday for new episodes of the Money Pit podcast. It's available at moneypit.com/podcast and on your favorite pod platforms. So we can't wait to see you there. Time to talk tin roofs with Kenny in Mississippi. What's going on?
I've got a tin roof on my house, but there's no insulation up under the tin roof. And I'm wondering what would be the best kind of insulation to use, spray on or something that you know, some sticky sides or whatever.
So, Kenny, this, you know, the answer depends on basically how your roof is put together. Now, if you have the kind of roof, kind of attic structure where you have a ceiling, and then you have an attic, and then you have the underside of the roof. In that situation, you're going to want to make sure that your ceiling, which is below your roof and above your head, is well insulated. And that type of home, you ought to have probably about 15 to 18 inches of insulation there. So the first layer would lay in between the ceiling joists, and then the second layer would be on top of that perpendicular, and it would be unfaced fiberglass insulation, most likely. Now, if you have a cathedral ceiling where you look up and see the underside of that tin, that's a whole different situation. In that case, the best insulation to use would be spray foam insulation, because it could be sprayed directly onto that tin roof, and then it could be painted. So those are the two options, but it really depends on what the sort of structure of the house is. If you've got an attic, then you could just use standard insulation on that ceiling area, which is essentially the attic floor. I hope that helps you out, and good luck with that project.
Well, today, better home design, fire-resistant materials, up-to-date electrical systems are all helping to reduce the risk of fires in homes. But while that's good news, fire risk always goes up during the winter, which makes this a great time to dial in fire protection advances for your home.
Now, it starts with choosing the right kind of smoke detectors for your home. There are basically two types: ionization and photoelectric. Now, the ionization smoke alarms are generally more responsive to flaming fires, while the photoelectric smoke alarms are generally more responsive to fires that begin with a long period of smoldering. So for the best protection, it's recommended that you have both ionization and photoelectric technologies in your house. Now, these can be two separate detectors or combination alarms that offer both technologies in the same unit.
That's right. Now, for a kitchen, you want to look for a detector with a reset or silencer button. That's going to allow you to shut down the detector for approximately 10 minutes during a nuisance alarm, like when you've burned toast, and then it goes right back to being on full alert. The testing is critical. You want to be sure that your detectors are tested at least once a month using that built-in test button on the detector. For detectors that are hardwired to the home's electrical system, you want to check that the status light is flashing regularly. How many should you have? Well, there should be at least one detector installed per floor in your home, and because a quarter of all home fires start during typical sleeping hours, there should be a detector outside of each sleeping area and inside each bedroom.
Now, let's talk about replacing old detectors. Remember, the detectors are always on, so to speak, and sampling the air. So that's why they can wear out, and they ought to be replaced at least every 5 years. So a real smart improvement now that we are in the new year is to upgrade all the smoke detectors in your house, and that's why.
Heading over to Illinois, where Lynn's on the line, who's having a bit of trouble getting her mail these days. What's going on?
I have a mailbox. It's enclosed in a brick enclosure, an ornamental brick enclosure, and the mailbox has rusted, and the door eventually fell off, and I couldn't reattach it. So I'm just wondering, it's a pretty small mailbox inside that enclosure, so I can't slip another one in inside it, but I was just wondering if there's any suggestions of what I could do about that.
Wow, yeah, that's definitely a hassle. And sure, that metal box that was surrounded by bricks is definitely going to have a life expectancy, which you're apparently at the end of right now, Lynn. So let me make you a couple of suggestions. First of all, that mailbox had to have been installed into that brick with some sort of mechanical fastener. So the mason would have, you know, made the brick surround it, but he also would have had to have attached it in some way. I suspect that if you look, perhaps you need a bright flashlight for this, if you look deep into that metal mailbox, you're probably going to see the heads of some bolts or nuts or screws that are sticking through the sides of that mailbox. I'm going to tell you how I would do it. You may not have the tools for this or the patience for it, but what I would do is I would cut the head of that screw off from the inside of the mailbox. I mean, this is something I would do with a Sawzall. You could probably also do it, frankly, with just a hacksaw blade if you're patient enough. You'd slide it flush with the metal mailbox and basically saw back and forth. It's a little rough to handle, so just use some tape on the raw part of the blade that you're holding on. And be careful not to slip because you could, like, you know, cut yourself doing this. But you're going to cut those screw heads off. That should loosen this box enough for you to get it out. And you may have to pry it a little bit. Eventually, try to get it out with as least damage as possible. But just yank it out of that hole. Now you've got this clean hole to work with. And at this point, I would just get online and start searching for mailbox upon mailbox upon mailbox and see if I could find one that has a dimension that feels like it would work. You know, Amazon Prime is perfect for this if you have it, because they usually have free returns, and you could order three or four of them until you find one that fits and send the rest back. And I also might suggest that nowadays a lot of those mailboxes are made of a very sturdy plastic, which is simply not going to corrode like the metal one did. I bet when this was first installed, there was no such thing as a plastic mailbox that was sturdy. These new mailboxes made out of a sort of industrial-strength plastic. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I've seen them and played with them, and they're pretty tough. I would suggest you slip one of those into that brick opening, because it'd certainly be worth the extra effort so that you don't have to disassemble that brick portion of the mailbox holder, so to speak, to get this project completed.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. If you're like most of us, there are probably some areas of your home that are just not lit very well. Now, good lighting is important. Not only is it going to make your home look bigger, but it can also make it much safer. We're going to share some tips for brighter spaces next.
You live in a money pit.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Monty in Virginia wrote into Team Money Pit and says, I'm planning a trip and I wondered what the lowest temperature I can set my thermostat to keep those pipes from freezing while I'm away on vacation. I get the temptation. You want to not have a large expense in your heating expenses there while you're out of town, but you don't want to come home to a disaster. I find like 62 is the lowest I'm willing to go. What about you, Tom?
Oh, man, that's really low. A lot of bad things can happen because it's not just the fact that your pipes can freeze, but you'll have higher humidity and moisture in the house at those temperatures, and that can start to make paint peel and wallpaper come off the wall and mold to grow. So, you know, I don't think I would go any lower than about 65. And the other thing that I would do, it's really important, is I would turn off the main water valve. There's no reason to leave the main water valve on if you're going to be away for that period of time. So turn it off. And this way, if a pipe were to freeze and break, the only water that's going to leak out is what's in the pipe. You're not going to have a geyser that just runs and runs and runs until the water starts running down the street outside and gets somebody's attention. So we don't want to see you turn your house into the next Frozen movie set or something like that. So definitely turn the main water valve off. Keep the temperature at about 65. It's also smart to shut off any circuit breakers that you're not using if you know what everything does and what it's all connected to. Because why have the circuit energized if you're not home? Right? These are safe, common sense things to do before you take off.
All right. Hope that helps you out, Monty. And thanks for the tip. I'm going to go up those 3 degrees. All right. Now, Charmaine in Cleveland writes in saying, I'm calling about my washing machine. It sounds like it's going to take off. I mean, it looks like it moves, it shakes, it's so hard, it's moving around, I think it's going to knock a wall down.
Yeah, generally what you're talking about here, Charmaine, is a washer that is out of level. So the first thing you need to do is to level that washing machine. You need to level it in both directions, right? So side to side and front to back. I'd like to use like a 2-foot level on that, not the little tiny ones because they're not all that accurate. And then once it's perfectly level, I would add anti-vibration blocks under the washer feet. These are rubber discs or rubber square blocks that are indented where the foot goes for the washer. There's 4 of them, and it kind of acts like a shock absorber, and it's amazing, especially with these high-efficiency machines that spin really fast. It takes all that shake, rattle, and roll right out. So level it and put those blocks in, and you will be good to go.
All right, good luck with that.
Well, good lighting is important in every home. Not only will it make your home look bigger, but it can also be much safer. Leslie has some tips for brighter spaces in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, first of all, in those living and reading areas, you're obviously going to need plenty of floor lamps and table lamps, but you just need to make sure that those lamps are actually pointing toward the activity and not towards you. Now, one area where direct lighting is super important is in the kitchen. If you have one main overhead light source, you want to consider adding additional pendant fixtures above those work surfaces, and then even task lights mounted under the cabinets. Now, if you've got a room that's tough to fill with natural light, like maybe it has only one window, an easy fix is to place mirrors in strategic places to bounce light around the room. And if somebody in your family has vision problems, you can take advantage of those high contrast colors. You can put a dark switch plate on a light wall and choose bright colors for the furniture and accessories. If you're looking for some more lighting tips, head on over to moneypit.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up on the next episode of the program, we're going to talk about wallpaper because getting rid of it, the old stuff, it's the only thing that might be standing between you and your dream room because a lot of folks are facing that very situation. And the truth is, wallpaper removal is a dreaded task because it can be very difficult. But with the right steps, removing wallpaper can definitely be a quicker and easier project. So we'll share what you need to know to get that done on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has signed an order to impose stiff tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China. Bob Agnew has the story.
President Trump is declaring an economic emergency to put the duties of 10% on all imports from China and 25% on imports from Mexico and Canada, America's largest trading partners, except for a 10% rate on Canadian oil. The move fulfills Mr. Trump's campaign promise, but also raises the prospect of increased prices for American consumers. However, the White House says the order includes a mechanism to escalate the rates if the countries retaliate, as they threaten to do. Bob Agnew, Washington.
For the second time in 2 days, a deadly plane crash in the eastern U.S. This time, all six on board are dead. One person on the ground has been killed when the aircraft went down shortly after takeoff in Philadelphia Friday night. Also at townhall.com, federal investigators are not speculating on the cause of Wednesday's midair collision near Reagan National Airport. They are asking for the public's patience as their work continues. Juan Brown is a retired Air Force pilot and current commercial airline pilot. He says one of the key moments prior to the collision was the late warning from the tower to the Army training crew.
The late call out to the helicopter, do you see the airliner? Because when you merge targets like this, you will get a collision warning on your radar. But because the helicopter is assuming responsibility for visual clearance of the airliner, that relieves the air traffic controller of his responsibility to maintain that clearance.
The U.S. military has conducted coordinated airstrikes against Islamic State cooperatives, or operatives rather, in Somalia. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the strikes were directed by President Trump and coordinated with Somalia's government. Pentagon says multiple operatives were killed. Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
There are growing problems on the evolving policies and even patterns in Atlanta concerning the homeless. And officials admit no one has followed the answers, at least not yet.
Atlanta leaders are reconsidering how they dismantle homeless camps. That comes after a man in a tent was killed after a city crew's bulldozer destroyed an encampment. The tents were being swept from an area several blocks away from the Ebenezer Baptist Church in preparation for Martin Luther King Jr. holiday events. A lawyer for Cornelius Taylor's family says the heavy equipment crushed his organs. Taylor's family hopes his death can lead to positive changes as cities struggle with growing homeless populations. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens says his death shows the need to re-examine city policies. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
You'll find breaking news and analysis and more stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. One of the all-time greats in tennis has been reunited with some treasures.
Pam Shriver has her trophies back. She regained the hardware after someone broke into her car parked at a hotel where she was staying because of the L.A. wildfires. Those trophies were then dropped off in boxes placed outside the hotel some 10 days later. Shriver, now a TV commentator, was inducted into the Tennis Hall of Fame in 2002. Jason Walker reporting.
Costco and the Teamsters Union have reached a tentative agreement on a new contract, avoiding a strike. Teamsters spokesman Matthew McQuaid confirmed the agreement, which will have to be approved by members. Details of the agreement weren't immediately available. The Teamsters Union represents 18,000 Costco workers in six states. Costco has 219,000 U.S. employees and 617 U.S. stores. You'll find more on these stories, plus headlines and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
They'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
I'm Steve Keeker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes a very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Life is full of balance, but if you are one of the millions of people affected by dizziness, vertigo, and imbalance, finding your footing isn't as easy as it seems. These conditions disrupt daily life and rob people of their independence. They are often misdiagnosed by healthcare providers, and some people are told that their symptoms are all in their head or that they are just due to stress. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Do you often feel dizzy and foggy-headed? Do you reach out for the wall to keep yourself from falling over? Do you experience a constant ringing in your ears? If you answered yes, you might have a problem with your inner ear. But there's hope. Visit liferebalanced.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn how you can get better. Again, that's 800-837-8428, sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Every child deserves the best teachers, facilities, and academic programs to set them up for success both now and in the future. At Milton Hershey School in Hershey, Pennsylvania, we make that a reality for children from qualifying families who are looking for greater opportunities. Milton Hershey School enrolls students from pre-K through 12th grade from across the United States to live and learn on a beautiful state-of-the-art campus with all costs covered. Students who are accepted to Milton Hershey School have access to a top-tier education along with healthcare, meals, housing, and fully funded career pathways to pursue whatever they're passionate about, from performing arts to internships to coding. Students can even accrue up to $95,000 to continue their education after high school thanks to the generosity of chocolatier Milton Hershey and his wife, Catherine. Are you looking to set your child up for success or know a child who could benefit from Milton Hershey School? Learn more at mhskids.org/admissions.
We have excellent resources here at VA.
It creates a nice setting where you can explore different avenues and just grow because you have that safe space to learn. I'm very grateful to be part of an excellent program.
Grow your career at VA. Visit vacareers.va.gov.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name is Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies, and I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio. And you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free right now at successexplained.com.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You guys enjoying this chilly winter season? Are you feeling a draft or two around the house? Maybe you're thinking about replacing windows or doors. Maybe you're ready to upgrade your kitchen. Maybe you're planning for some warm weather projects like a deck or a patio or some neat new lighting or maybe even some landscaping you're starting to draw up some plans for. If you've got a project in mind or one underway, we would love to help you with tips and ideas to make that project go smoothly. So reach out to us right now by going to moneyfit.com/ask. Press the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's show, as the temps go down, the cost of heating your home goes up, so we're going to share a few simple steps you can take around your home to reduce energy use and save some money as well.
And are you laying your head down on a bed of bacteria every night?
Oof, that sounds disgusting.
I know it's so gross. When you think about how long some people keep their mattresses, it really is necessary to detox those mattresses to keep them clean and to keep you healthy.
And home fire risk goes up in the winter, but did you guys know that not all smoke detectors work with every type of fire? We're going to explain why and how to make sure that you are protected.
All right, so let's get to work. We want to hear what you are working on at your Money Pit. Have you already started maybe that big project for 2025, or perhaps you're tackling some smaller projects throughout the year? Well, whatever it is, let us know how we can lend a hand.
Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Nicole in Texas on the line who's dealing with a clogged drain. What kind of drain? How much of a mess is this? I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's our shower drain. So okay. We have an aerobic system. So we don't want to use a lot of chemicals in there and ruin our good bacteria of things we've got going on. So I'm not really sure what to use for a clogged drain in an aerobic system.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you did mention in your question that you can't use that thing that pulls hair out, which, by the way, I just want to take this opportunity to mention. This is a very short drain snake. It's about 12 to 18 inches long. And boy, does it work! You know, as a father of a daughter who had three other female roommates in college, that thing came in handy many, many times. I've had tenants with hair that clogged drains, and it works very, very well. And it's like dirt cheap. So always my first line of attack is to use a drain snake that's designed for hair. Short of that, and because you have a septic system, you're right. You don't want to put drain or really anything else in that system that could affect the natural field that's developed with the enzymes that are there right now. I would suggest that you just use a mechanical snake. Now, you can go to a store like Harbor Freight. These are not expensive. They work really, really well. A drain snake will do just that. It will follow the drain down through the trap to the area that's clogged, and you just sort of work it. Go down a little bit, bring it back up, go down more, bring it back up, and sooner or later you're going to find the source of that clog. Now, if that doesn't work, you may have to call a professional drain cleaner, but I think you can do this yourself because those drain snakes work very, very well.
Okay. Well, that's really good advice. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Well, good luck with that project.
All right. Thank you all. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Heading out to New Jersey where John has some issues going on in the attic. Tell us about it.
I have the breather up on top of my roof. It leaks, comes down into the attic, and I have a little container up there, and sometimes I don't get up there in time, and it's kind of messing up my ceiling.
Well, that's not good.
Well, I've gone up there, and I've had that can of I forget what you call it. You spray it, and it's like a rubber or whatever. I've sprayed all around the metal flashing, and it's still leaking. I don't see any holes anywhere else. There's no missing shingles. I don't know what else it could be.
Okay, so let me just clarify for me, when you call this an attic breather or vent, what are we talking about? Is it a square hole in your roof with a vent over it? Is it a ridge vent that goes down the peak of the roof, or are you talking about the plumbing vent that comes up through the roof?
No, it's almost up in the about midway. There's one on one side of the roof and one on the other.
Okay, so it's a square vent.
Right, and there's no the opening is on an angle, but I don't know if it's enough of an angle when the wind drives the rain in a certain direction.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You may have some wind driven rain in here. And what my advice would be to you is you have a ridge that goes down sort of like a peak of the roof that goes down the middle of the house?
No, it goes across. It runs horizontally.
What kind of roof style do you have? Is this like a standard colonial house or what is it, a ranch?
Small ranch.
Okay. So here's what I would do. You may very well be getting wind-driven rain inside that. What I might suggest is that's actually not the best kind of vent. And there's an opportunity for you to improve your ventilation here in your attic space, which will actually make it cooler in the summertime and drier in the wintertime, which makes your insulation more effective. And to do that, what I would do is I would remove those square vents patch the hole and reshingle over that. And I would replace that with a ridge vent that goes down most of the peak of the roof. The ridge vent's not likely to leak if it's properly installed, and that will open up that space to more ventilation, which will have the benefits that we talked about.
Wow. Okay. That's my next project.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, if you're looking to save money on your energy bills, we've got some fast and easy do-it-yourself home energy upgrades coming up to help you do just that next.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's why we're so excited to partner with Vivint Home Security. Money Pit listeners can get their award-winning, smarter, simpler home security system starting at just $1 a day, plus free professional installation with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply, but don't wait. You must call now at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Chris in Arkansas is on the line with a painting question. How can I help you today?
Well, I bought a house, and it has two bathrooms. And the tile sink and tubs are baby pink and baby blue.
What's wrong with that?
Well, not exactly what I had in mind. But I was wondering if you can successfully, until I get to redo the bathrooms, if you can successfully paint over them without it looking terrible.
Yes and no. I mean, you can. There's a quite an extensive process to it to make sure that it, you get proper adhesion, that it sticks very well. However, whenever you're dealing with a painted surface and water is involved and areas that you have to clean as well, you're going to get some wear and tear. So I don't think it's the best idea. I mean, there are kits that you can buy online. Basically, if you want to do it without a kit, and of course, then you don't want to paint the grout, but a lot of people do paint the grout, and then that looks weird also. So you got to think about all these things. But you're going to want to use a very, very durable oil-based primer. And of course, you've got to clean those tiles very, very well before you even think about putting a drop of primer on them.
And I think Sherwin-Williams actually makes a primer that is super, super adhesive. And the reason I know about this is because the way they demoed it was by painting it on tile and then putting a second layer of paint on it. But even though it's a really adhesive paint, I agree with you completely that eventually, in a very short period of time, especially if you're cleaning the surface, you're going to start wearing through it.
Okay. And like I said, not knowing if I could or not, I just was, you know, thinking if I could buy myself some time and just paint it until I can redo. Or maybe it's sounding like I should just wait so I can redo.
Well, you know, the bad news about those old tile bathrooms is that they have, you know, these very traditional, like 1960s-like colors. The good news is that the tile quality is usually really good, and the way it's installed is really solid. And that's why, if at all possible, maybe you could think about decorating around this tile. So you said you have, is it pink and blue?
Yes.
You know, with the pink, I think we're seeing such a big trend in pink really making a comeback in bathroom spaces. You know, you could go overload on the pink. You can add in florals. You can add in different tones of pinks. You can sort of tone it down with neutral beiges and grays and hints of gold and sort of make it, like, glamorous and more girly. You know, there are ways you can do that. Blue tile, I feel like, you know, it's just a poor choice. Blue tile is blue tile.
I totally agree with you.
You know, maybe everything else goes, like, super clean, but I just feel like if you attempt to paint the tile, you're going to be sad in the long run. It will perhaps motivate you to do the permanent work more quickly.
Okay. Well, exactly that, and that's why I called. I just wasn't sure if there was some miracle cure that I, you know, hey, this works great or not. And I am trying my best at decorating around, but the pink, yes, has worked better than the blue.
At least we solved half the problem, Christine.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, as the temps go down, the cost of heating your home goes up. Here's a few fast and easy fixes to stop the less well-known sources of energy leaks. For example, you might be surprised to learn that cold air can make its way into your living space through the lights and through the outlets on those exterior walls. The simple solution is to add a pre-fit plastic foam outlet gasket behind the cover plates to seal those drafts out.
Now, another place heated air inside your home escapes in cold weather is through the chimney. And it's an easy fix to insert something called a chimney balloon into the flue. It's a plastic balloon that inflates to fit your chimney, and it acts as a plug to prevent unwanted airflow, and it's easy to remove when you want to use your fireplace come next fall.
All right, now caulk is a great way to keep water out around the outside of the windows. But did you know that it can also stop drafts on the inside of the window? Cold drafts can leak through those exterior walls and then make their way into your home. So to seal those out, you want to add a bead of caulk between the interior window trim and the wall.
And here's one more. Lock your windows. Why, you say? Well, if you've ever rotated the lock on a double-hung window, you might know that when you do that, it actually pushes the window down to the sill and really creates a very tight seal. So by locking those windows, you'll actually seal out some drafts.
Jeffrey in Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I've got cement board siding, and occasionally a crack appears. And I'm wondering, I've tried a couple different caulks. The last one was quad, and it just kind of swells and shrinks with the weather, and it shows after you paint it. Is there anything out there you could help me with to repair cracks in cement board siding?
What you want to use is a silicone caulk because it's the most permanent one. It's got good adhesion and expands and contracts. But you are correct.
that it is very difficult to paint. So what I would tell you to do is to use a colored caulk, to choose the caulk and the color of the siding, and this way you don't have to worry about painting it, and you can still have the qualities of expansion and contraction and adhesion, so it'll stay put once you apply it. I mean, cement board siding does not need to be painted nearly as often as wood siding. So if you get the right color and you get it applied properly, you know, this is something that can be with you for 10 years.
Okay.
The product is available in many different colors. I see it on the Home Depot website in gray and tan and white, of course. And there's also something called paintable silicone. It's a white silicone caulk, but it's paintable. It's made by GE. It's called GE Silicone 2. So you have a lot of options to choose from.
Yes, I'll check that out, because what I've had so far hasn't really done what I've been able to be satisfied with.
Well, remember, the secret to a successful caulking project is to make sure the surface is clean and dry when you apply it, and make sure you give it plenty of time to set up. But, you know, I tell you, if it's done right, it's pretty indestructible stuff.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Tom in Arizona, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Talk to me about this thing called stainless steel that stains. Stainless steel appliances and how you clean them.
Yeah, stainless steel and the stains that follow it, right? Yeah, you know, everybody thinks it's indestructible and you know, always stays beautiful and silvery looking and all of that, but it, you know, it is indestructible, but it doesn't stay pretty. You know, it's used a lot in commercial kitchens for a very good reason, because it's very, very durable. But if you want it to look, you know, shiny like chrome all the time, that's just not going to happen. So
the National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botts. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
Electrical area. There's nothing about adding blown-in insulation that will cause a noise. So the source must be somewhere else that you're going to have to dig into a bit more, Diane, before you'll know what to do about it. But I would trust your instincts. If you're hearing it, it definitely exists. Sometimes people think they're going nuts. But I got to tell you, there's a reason for that, but it's definitely going to take some detective work to get to the bottom of it.
Okay, you coming over?
All right, well, you put on the coffee, and next time I'm up in Massachusetts, we'll stop by. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, is there a chance your mattress is making you sick? Well, there are simple steps that you can take to keep it bacteria-free. That and more when the Money Pit returns after this. 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre. Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger. And the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The inauguration and beyond. The future of Trump's cabinet picks. And is the Israeli-Hamas deal dead before it even gets started? All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com. Podcast host of Conservative Policy Advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
According to the latest research from the Department of Education,
Just 43% of fourth graders in the U.S. are reading at or above the national proficiency level. The facts are clear. Our nation is facing a literacy crisis. But rather than solve the problem, school districts across the country are masking it by lowering standards and redefining proficiency. That is unfair to the children they are trusted to serve. The Leadership Institute's School Board Leaders Program refuses to give up on our nation's children. They deserve better, and we know that they rise to the occasion when we set high standards and believe in them. Reversing this trend demands that our education system get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, math, and the sciences, and upholding high standards. The success and future of our country depends on the ability of our citizens to read and think. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about how we're working for a world-class education for every student, restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Most of us love shopping online. In fact, in 2023, it's estimated that over $1 trillion was spent in the U.S. alone on more than 21 billion packages. But according to security.org, about 17% of online shoppers had their packages stolen in the past 3 months, which is why I'd like to introduce you to TP-Link's Tapo C120 Security Cam. Jens Hennings has the details.
This one is actually an indoor and outdoor camera. And it's got 2K QHD, that's very high definition, day and night vision. Even has color night vision and also has smart AI detection. So it can differentiate between people, pets, vehicles. You can adjust those settings as you wish.
Get protected at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What's on your to-do list for the remaining days of winter? If it's a project that's going to make your home more comfortable and more energy efficient, reach out to us and we'll talk it through. Hey, maybe you're ready to buy a new heating system and wondering if you're going to get a return on that investment. Maybe you're planning a project for the spring days ahead. Whatever's on that to-do list, all you got to do is call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT and slide it right on over to our to-do list, and we'll be glad to help you out with some tips, advice to get it done right.
Al in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I've got a door that, and I've always had a door at this spot, and I bought it, one of these case doors. Here's the bottom foot of it on one side is completely gone. And the other side is getting gone. And I was wondering what kind of problems I might have. It's on the west side of the house.
Okay, so you're talking about the door jams. It was a pre-hung exterior door, and the door jams at the bottom are rotting away. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really typical with a pre-hung door. And, you know, unless you're very careful with the maintenance in terms of painting that on a regular basis and not letting water sort of collect in that area, it's kind of the way those doors fail, is the way they wear. My sister had a door just like that that I helped her with last summer. And we basically just cut the whole thing out of the opening and put a new one in. You know, the doors are not that expensive. I mean, you can get a nice Therma-True door, for example, fiberglass door with rot-resistant jams now. They're made a lot better. You know, for a couple hundred, $300, and, you know, I popped it in an afternoon. I don't think that there's anything worth saving about the door as you describe it now. It's very difficult for you to repair that. And because it's pre-hung, it's going to be attached to the metal sill at the bottom. You're also not going to be getting a good air seal there, so it's going to become drafty.
Okay. Yeah, it's one of those metal doors with the glass in the middle and the little louvers in the middle.
Well, here's the thing. When you get a new door,
you really ought to look at the fiberglass doors because they can look like that sort of plain metal style, or they could have a nice wood grain to it. But the nice thing about fiberglass doors is the door itself doesn't rust, and it's a lot warmer. It's much more insulated and energy efficient than a steel door.
Oh, good to know.
Okay.
Leslie, I appreciate it. I enjoy your show immensely.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for saying that. We appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
You bet.
Well, for all the time we spend on them, most of us give our mattresses little to no TLC, which means a shortened lifespan and even the risk of illness.
Yeah, that's right. If you don't take the steps to keep it clean, you could be sleeping on a bed of bacteria. You want to keep those germs away by investing in a mattress cover. Not only is that mattress cover going to protect the mattress from dust and dust mites, it's going to ward off bacteria.
Now, if something were to spill on your mattress, don't soak it. Instead, spray on a solution of mild dish soap and water and scrub it with a soft brush. Then blot it with a dry towel and let it air dry.
Now, every 3 months, you want to alternate between rotating and flipping your mattress. If you're going on vacation, let your mattress do the same. Strip the bed, leave everything open to give that mattress a nice dose of sanitizing fresh air and sunlight.
And one thing you don't want to do is to use dry cleaning agents on your mattress. These chemicals and the spot removers that are sold, they can be harmful to the fabric and to the underlying mattress material. So take a pass on the dry cleaning agents and let Mother Nature do the sanitizing by leaving it open and exposed, especially if you go away for a couple of days or more.
Lori in Pennsylvania needs some help picking out a counter material. What are you working on?
It's not for me, actually. It's my daughter and my son-in-law have bought a house, and they're moving in January. They want to remodel their kitchen, and they don't know what kind of counter to get. Can you recommend anything? And I did hear you guys say last week there was an alternative to quartz.
There are. Now, countertops, of course, run the gamut of budgets. So, and it also depends on the quantity of countertop. I mean, to me, when you think about, like, the best of the best when it comes to a countertop is I love granite. I also love marble. However, marble requires a lot more maintenance, a lot more sealing. It's a much softer material than the granite. However, if you've got a lot of counter surface, granites and marbles can get very pricey because they're priced by the linear foot. Sometimes they're several hundred dollars per foot. The edges then cost extra money. So you got to kind of figure it out that way. I think the top of the line, though, is going to be a granite. Then you can have those quartz products. You know, there's Silestone, Zodiac, and those are made from quartz. They're a hard surface. It's a solid surface. And they can look from anything from a solid color to that same sort of speckled finish to a grainy appearance. And they're going to be extra, extra durable as well. But they're going to be very similarly priced to a granite as well. Laminate is going to be, you know, sort of on the lower end price-wise. But laminates today come in so many different looks, if you will, that you can get something that looks like a granite. You can get a solid, you know, a solid color. You can get a speckled finish. You can get a vein with a graining.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the advice.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Just ahead, home fire risks go up in the winter, but did you guys know that not all smoke detectors work with every type of fire? We'll explain why and how to make sure you're protected when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And we love it when you call in and let us know what you've got going on at your Money Pit. But here's a new item for that to-do list that you are in the process of tackling. It's to join us every Monday and Thursday for new episodes of the Money Pit podcast. It's available at moneypit.com/podcast and on your favorite pod platforms. So we can't wait to see you there. Time to talk tin roofs with Kenny in Mississippi. What's going on?
I've got a tin roof on my house, but there's no insulation up under the tin roof. And I'm wondering what would be the best kind of insulation to use, spray on or something that you know, some sticky sides or whatever.
So, Kenny, the answer depends on basically how your roof is put together. Now, if you have the kind of roof, kind of attic structure where you have a ceiling and then you have an attic and then you have the underside of the roof, in that situation, you're going to want to make sure that your ceiling, which is below your roof.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Has rusted and the door eventually fell off and I couldn't reattach it. So I'm just wondering, it's a pretty small mailbox inside that enclosure, so I can't slip another one in inside it. But I was just wondering if there's any suggestions of what I could do about that.
Wow, yeah, that's definitely a hassle. And sure, that metal box that was surrounded by bricks is definitely going to have a life expectancy, which you're apparently at the end of right now, Lynn. So let me make you a couple of suggestions. First of all, that mailbox had to have been installed into that brick with some sort of mechanical fastener. So the mason would have, you know, made the brick surround it, but he also would have had to have attached it in some way. I suspect that if you look, perhaps you need a bright flashlight for this, if you look deep into that metal mailbox, you're probably going to see the heads of some bolts or nuts or screws that are sticking through the sides of that mailbox. I'm going to tell you how I would do it. You may not have the tools for this or the patience for it, but what I would do is I would cut the head of that screw off from the inside of the mailbox. I mean, this is something I would do with a Sawzall. You could probably also do it, frankly, with just a hacksaw blade if you're patient enough. You slide it flush with the metal mailbox and basically saw back and forth. It's a little rough to handle, so just use some tape on the raw part of the blade that you're holding on. And be careful not to slip because you could, like, you know, cut yourself doing this. But you're going to cut those screw heads off. That should loosen this box enough for you to get it out. And you may have to pry it a little bit. Eventually, try to get it out with as least damage as possible. But just yank it out of that hole. Now you've got this clean hole to work with. And at this point, I would just get online and start searching for mailbox upon mailbox upon mailbox and see if I could find one that has a dimension that feels like it would work. You know, Amazon Prime is perfect for this if you have it, because they usually have free returns, and you could order three or four of them until you find one that fits and send the rest back. And I also might suggest that nowadays a lot of those mailboxes are made of a very sturdy plastic, which is simply not going to corrode like the metal one did. I bet when this was first installed, there was no such thing as a plastic mailbox that was sturdy. These new mailboxes made out of a sort of industrial-strength plastic. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I've seen them and played with them, and they're pretty tough. I would suggest you slip one of those into that brick opening, because it'd certainly be worth the extra effort so that you don't have to disassemble that brick portion of the mailbox holder, so to speak, to get this project completed.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. If you're like most of us, there are probably some areas of your home that are just not lit very well. Now, good lighting is important. Not only is it going to make your home look bigger, but it can also make it much safer. We're going to share some tips for brighter spaces next.
You live in a money pit.
I answered the call.
Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Now the Hollywood liberals are obsessed about looting. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Some of the Hollywood elites have threatened to shoot people who loot their property. Where were they during the George Floyd riots? Celine Dion didn't mind looting during Hurricane Katrina because it wasn't her stuff. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall
Street. Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Monty in Virginia wrote into Team Money Pit and says, I'm planning a trip, and I wondered what the lowest temperature I can set my thermostat to keep those pipes from freezing while I'm away on vacation. I get the temptation. You want to not have a large expense in your heating expenses there while you're out of town, but you don't want to come home to a disaster. I find like 62 is the lowest I'm willing to go. What about you, Tom?
Oh, man, that's really low. A lot of bad things can happen because it's not just the fact that your pipes can freeze, but you'll have higher humidity and moisture in the house at those temperatures, and that can start to make paint peel and wallpaper come off the wall and mold to grow. So, you know, I don't think I would go any lower than about 65. And the other thing that I would do, it's really important, is I would turn off the main water valve. There's no reason to leave the main water valve on if you're going to be away for that period of time. So turn it off. And this way, if a pipe were to freeze and break, the only water that's going to leak out is what's in the pipe. You're not going to have a geyser that just runs and runs and runs until the water starts running down the street outside and gets somebody's attention. So we don't want to see you turn your house into the next Frozen movie set or something like that. So definitely turn the main water valve off. Keep the temperature at about 65. It's also smart to shut off any circuit breakers that you're not using if you know what everything does and what it's all connected to. Because why have the circuit energized if you're not home? Right? These are safe, common sense things to do before you take off.
All right. Hope that helps you out, Monty. And thanks for the tip. I'm going to go up those 3 degrees. All right. Now, Charmaine in Cleveland writes in saying, I'm calling about my washing machine. It sounds like it's going to take off. I mean, it looks like it moves, it shakes, it's so hard, it's moving around, I think it's going to knock a wall down.
Yeah, generally what you're talking about here, Charmaine, is a washer that is out of level. So the first thing you need to do is to level that washing machine. You need to level it in both directions, right? So side to side and front to back. I'd like to use like a 2-foot level on that, not the little tiny ones because they're not all that accurate. And then once it's perfectly level, I would add anti-vibration blocks under the washer feet. These are rubber discs or rubber square blocks that are indented where the foot goes for the washer. There's four of them, and it kind of acts like a shock absorber, and it's amazing, especially with these high-efficiency machines that spin really fast. It takes all that shake, rattle, and roll right out. So level it and put those blocks in, and you will be good to go.
All right, good luck with that.
Well, good lighting is important in every home. Not only will it make your home look bigger, but it can also be much safer. Leslie has some tips for brighter spaces in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, first of all, in those living and reading areas, you're obviously going to need plenty of floor lamps and table lamps, but you just need to make sure that those lamps are actually pointing toward the activity and not towards you. Now, one area where direct lighting is super important is in the kitchen. If you have one main overhead light source, you want to consider adding additional pendant fixtures above those work surfaces, and then even task lights mounted under the cabinets. Now, if you've got a room that's tough to fill with natural light, like maybe it has only one window, an easy fix is to place mirrors in strategic places to bounce light around the room. And if somebody in your family has vision problems, you can take advantage of those high contrast colors. You can put a dark switch plate on a light wall and choose bright colors for the furniture and accessories. If you're looking for some more lighting tips, head on over to moneypit.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up on the next episode of the program, we're going to talk about wallpaper because getting rid of it, the old stuff, it's the only thing that might be standing between you and your dream room because a lot of folks are facing that very situation. And the truth is, wallpaper removal is a dreaded task because it can be very difficult. But with the right steps, removing wallpaper can definitely be a quicker and easier project. So we'll share what you need to know to get that done on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. This show changed dramatically like it did around the country when we saw that plane crash into the Black Hawk or the Black Hawk into the American Airlines jet. They killed 67 people. They've already recovered 28 bodies. Sun came up. They already had gotten 19 in the middle of the night. But there are no survivors, sadly. The water, the fact that these two aircraft crashed. We don't have the answers. We know that between the tower, between the Black Hawk on a training mission, they had three crew members. Maximum would be four, but they said it's not unusual to train with three.
And then you have a regional jet with 60 plus passengers, two pilots and two flight attendants. So they were coming in out of Wichita. They were landing. So we have the communication. We even have the video. We're going to get to the bottom of this. We heard it from the Pentagon. We heard from the Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, already. He's been on the job for all 24 hours. Pete's been on the job for 2 days. He not only has met with the press, he already put out a tape on what he knows. I'd like to hear from Fort Belvoir about what they know about the aircraft, the Black Hawk. So we're going to get to the bottom of this, but it freaks people out because of the number of Black Hawks buzzing around with the VIPs in Washington, D.C., the amount of people, the important people, and everyday people that go through Reagan Airport, and then we're just not used to these planes crashing. Is this going to be an air traffic controller situation where there's too few working too many hours? We're going to get to the bottom of it. With us this hour, Josh Crashour, as well as Mark Thiessen. Mark, I want to talk about the confirmations. I do want to talk about the executive orders. But first, your take on what you know about this crash and what stands out.
Yeah, I mean, just like everybody else in D.C., because, you know, Reagan Airport is in the middle of downtown. It's like right near the Capitol. I live in Old Town Alexandria. So, I mean, I think if you stopped 10 people in Washington on the street, 9 of them would have landed in that flight path in the last 6 months. It's how everybody gets in and out of D.C., you know, and so it's just shocking it really shocks you to the core as a person who, you know, literally has flown, it's like everybody else has flown down that flight path and seen helicopters buzzing outside your window. And we all see the helicopters flying around D.C. When I was in the White House, I used to fly in them sometimes. It's a busy, highly restricted airspace. But, you know, just to think that a plane on that path that I've taken, that everybody else in D.C. has taken, crashed is terrifying.
Yeah, also the figure skating community has been devastated. They had the national championships there, and the elite skaters were asked to stick around for a camp.
Little girls.
Yes, so they flew from Wichita, Kansas, into D.C., including two Russian skating champions. So they've been alerted, and we saw press conferences out in Wichita already. On a much lesser note, I had Tom Cotton on at 6:10 this morning on Fox and Friends, and I asked him, "Are you having committee members?" He goes, "Absolutely. This, are you going to have committee hearings?" And he said, "Yes." This underlines the fact that we have to get people in place. You know, we had Sean Duffy there. There was no reason why he couldn't have been in last weekend. Their Speed Hegseth was at a committee for a week. So come on, get this thing done. So front and center, can you tell me what you think of RFK's testimony yesterday?
I don't think they laid too much of a hand on him. You know, I think that actually the one person who did kind of lay a hand on him is Elizabeth Warren, because he has made millions of dollars suing drug manufacturers, and she asked him if he would forego any future funding, any future profits from lawsuits against drug manufacturers, and he refused. She seems to have kind of caught him in a conflict of interest. You can't be the Secretary of HHS while you're making millions of dollars suing drug companies when you're also regulating the drug companies, and you can influence the lawsuits by the policies you make. So I'm not usually someone who agrees with Elizabeth Warren on anything, but she had a pretty good point there. But the larger point, there's a lot of things that RFK has said that are kind of out there when it comes to vaccines, when it comes to infectious disease, when it comes to other things like that. But you know what? If you don't like that RFK is heading towards HHS, you know, the person to blame is Anthony Fauci, because of the mishandling of the COVID pandemic and all the lies that the American people were told during the COVID pandemic, trust in public health institutions has absolutely plummeted. And so when public health experts go out and say, well, what he's saying about vaccines is crazy, you know, it's not based on science. Oh, like the science that told us we had to shut down our schools, or the science that told us that that natural immunity isn't good enough, that you have to have vaccinated immunity. Oh, the science that said we had to shut down our businesses. Oh, the science that told us 6 feet distancing and you got to wear masks everywhere you go. Like, people are burned by the experts. They don't trust the experts. And so when you destroy the credibility of expertise, you get RFK. And that's what we're getting.
President of the United States is going to speak in 45 minutes about the plane crash. You already tweeted out or put out on Truth Social that it was preventable. This is his great moment. This is the moment I take away and why I think he'd be really good in his spot. He's going to look at a study and say, who did the study and how was it done before I accept it? He's going to, who financed it before I'm going to accept it? I'm going to find out who's doing these, you know, who's finding out these conclusions. If you tell me that if you take this polio shot, there's a 98% chance you're not going to get polio, who did the study? He's going to question things. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But why is he doing it? Cut 13.
My question to you is, as Secretary of HHS, will you honor these requests from Congress, and will you make HHS transparent?
Yeah, my approach to HHS, as I said before, Senator, is radical transparency. Democrats and Republicans ought to be able to come in and get information that was generated at taxpayer expense that is owned by the American taxpayer. They shouldn't get redacted documents. Public health agencies should be transparent. And if we want Americans to restore trust in the public health agencies, we need transparency.
And here he went on to say this, cut 14.
I know how to fix it, and there's nobody who will fix it the way that I do, because I'm not scared of vested interests. I don't care. I'm not here because I want a position or a job. I have a very good life and a happy family. This is something I don't need. I want to do this because we're going to fix it. And the other thing is we are attracting now a caliber of people to HHS like never before in history. And there are entrepreneurs, they're disruptors.
That got me excited. You know, changing things, opening things up, doing things for the right reason.
Yeah, so I mean, one of the things, so, you know, we've got the decimation of trust in the public health institutions. There's also never been any accountability for it. Where was the COVID 9/11 commission? Where was the 9/11 commission into the closing of our schools and the closing of our businesses and the vaccine mandates and all the lies that were told in the name of public health? So, you know, that's why you get, you know, that's why what RFK says there is appealing. Is he the right person to do it? Look, RFK, let's just be honest about who he is. He is a pro-abortion liberal Democrat who endorsed Donald Trump and is being rewarded for his endorsement because it helped with independence. But he's not one of us, you know, and he may be right on, I think he's definitely right when it comes to, food safety and some of the food supply. And I think there's a lot to be looking into. Do I believe that he's the right person to do all this? I'm skeptical of that. But I understand why he is where he is, because the trust has been, because our public health institutions, just like our justice system and our intelligence community have all been politicized. And that's why you have Tulsi, and that's why you have Kash Patel. It's like every one of these institutions where people are saying, I can't believe Donald Trump is nominating these people. It's like, well, look at the institution. this is an institution that's failed the American people. The HHS failed the American people during the pandemic. The Justice Department failed the American people by waging a war on its politicized prosecutions against a political opponent. The intelligence community, 51 intelligence experts said that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. They told us that Trump was a Russian agent who conspired with Vladimir Putin. There's a decimation of trust in these institutions, and when you lose public trust, this is what you get.
Yeah. So we're going to have testimony from Kash Patel and Tulsi Gabbard today. We're going to have round two or RFK, and then we'll see how they get through. Do you think that, it's up to really Senator Cassidy of Louisiana, because I don't think he's going to get any Democratic support, even though he spent his whole life as a Democrat and his family's the most famous Democratic family in the country. I want to talk about what Trump's doing.
Well, Sheldon Whitehouse was attacking him like he was some sort of stranger. They were roommates in school together, and he was in his wedding.
No way. Really?
Sheldon Whitehouse. Yes. Yes. He's sitting there saying, people think you're a threat. It's like, why didn't you tell me that during my wedding ceremony when you're standing there in a morning coat next to me when I was getting married? You know, they literally were roommates.
That's right. I did not know that. So, Mark, I want to move on and talk about the president, the speed in which he's doing things. Lake and Riley bill is signed, is awesome. Now law. That's great. But we don't have the rest are executive orders, over 300. What's happening at the border is astoundingly great. The other things, the communication on the bill on freezing all spending, that was not done well. That was the old Trump. But hopefully when the Office of Management and Budget gets a director, we'll have a little bit more organization. Your take on what you've seen so far?
The flurry of activity is both energizing and almost dizzying. We got used to over the last 4 years this sort of sleepy, start at 10 a.m. end of the day at 4 p.m. with a nap in between presidency, and we've gone to life from 0 to 60 in like a split second. Did you see Trump's speech at the Congressional Institute the other day when he was asked when he went to meet with all the members, and he spent 15 minutes. Laying out all his accomplishments, not in his first week. It was just like, we ended DEI and we declared that there are two genders and we're deporting people and we're doing, it was just like a litany of accomplishments already. And he hadn't even been in office for an entire week yet. I mean, it's so great. When you do that much that quickly, you're going to stumble on some things. And that's fine. And then you course correct and you do it again. And people are saying, well, it's all executive orders. Well, the Lake and Riley Act is an executive order. It's a law. And he's going to have 3 bites at the apple within a year to pass a Republican only reconciliation bill. So we're going to get some legislation too.
Yeah, it'll be good to see. And also, I found out too, and we were just talking to Walter Isaacson a different hour on the show about Elon Musk. His Doge is not only are they at work, they're blitzing. They're the ones who came up with the whole "you can leave in 6 months, just promise to resign" plan.
They went into
the digital and renamed it U.S. Digital from U.S. to U.S. Doge, and they're making people define with his digital team, making people tell them what they do. And they're going to they're revamping that. And then I did not know this, but Walter Isaacson said that he slept in the Eisenhower building 2 of the last 3 days. So this guy is doing what he did at Tesla.
I've done that a few times.
Yeah. But I mean,
in the Eisenhower building. What it's like. It's not comfortable.
But he is so focused on getting this done. I mean, your thoughts about, but he did not inform the White House that he was doing it. So I'm finding that this is fascinating for me. What do you think?
So first of all, I think the buyouts for the federal workers are absolutely awesome. I hope that they at least 10% take them, and we can cut 10% off the top of the federal workforce, and no one would even know.
Well, they got to come to work, or they're going to be fired. So
exactly.
So if you don't, make your decision.
But take the buyout. I mean, buyouts I think are genius. And two, I've told you this before, but I think the partnership between Donald Trump and Elon Musk is the greatest partnership between a president and an inventor since Benjamin Franklin and George Washington. And it has the potential to transform our country in very similar ways. Because what we're really experiencing here is really a second American Revolution in a lot of ways. They're trying to revolutionize this country. It's a popular uprising to transform the government, and you've got a partnership between the greatest inventor of his era and the greatest political talent of his era to do it.
Here is what J.D. Vance told Sean last night about what he's noticing about the president. And that is cut 32.
You know, we've, I think, accomplished honestly more in 8 days than the entire Biden administration accomplished in 4 years. Of course, the things that we're accomplishing are actually good things, and the things they were accomplishing were mostly bad things. But the president has incredible energy. I mean, this is something you hear other people say about him, and it's hard to really appreciate it until you're up close and personal. I don't know how much he sleeps or if he ever really sleeps.
And we went on to say he got a call at 1 a.m. the other night. Yes, he calls him up just to talk to him, ask him how his kids are. So he's got boundless energy. And I think the difference for me this time with him is that he's letting people do their own thing. We see Pete on tape today as Secretary of Defense. We saw his press conference. We see Sean Duffy do his thing, letting Musk do his thing. And I think that this is going to be good because he thoroughly trusts the people he has.
Yep. And it's not his first rodeo. He's done this before. He knows things he didn't know, 8 years ago when he first came into the Oval Office. He knows how the good levers of power work. He knows where the bodies are buried. He's fundamentally more ready for this job than he was 8 years ago, and I think it shows.
All right, go get him. Mark Thiessen, thanks for riding the breaking news with us and putting it all in perspective. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
Josh Crash Hour at the bottom of the hour. Your calls next, 1-866-408-7669. The Cash Patel hearing has started. We'll bring you the latest.
The first 100 days, continuing confirmation coverage.
Are you supportive of these onesies?
On the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval, subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
The iconic 1980s TV show Dukes of Hazzard made actor John Schneider a star and heartthrob. Believes God was always in control of his life.
I believe we're designed very specifically to do something because God is up to something that we're part of.
Schneider also starred in the TV show Smallville and as a singer released 20 albums and starred on Broadway. He's now performing in the longest running show on Broadway called The Perfect Crime, a whodunit mystery. He reflects on his life of opportunity, the trauma of his wife Alicia's death, and the joy that came in later, finding love again, all while learning to trust in God's plan.
You all have part of this story. You all have something to do within my plan, not John Schneider, God's plan. You all have something to do there, so pay attention to one another. It's like The Perfect Crime. All the clues are there.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1969.
We find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit. Reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of the division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
At the inquest, I responded as completely and as truthfully as I could to the questions that were put to me by the judge as well as the district attorney.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. 52-year-old Richard Allen will now spend the rest of his life behind bars after receiving the maximum sentence of 130 years for the 2017 murders of teenagers Abby Williams and Libby German in Delphi, Indiana. During the sentencing, Judge Frances Gohl told Allen in her 27 years on the bench, "You rank right up there with the most hideous crimes I've seen." After the hearing, Carroll County Prosecutor Nick McLeland said they may not have been able to solve the case if it wasn't for the infamous video of the bridge guy Libby recorded in her final moments.
Libby, for recording the defendant as he walked across the bridge, having the wherewithal to pull out her phone and record that individual, having the wherewithal to know that something wasn't right. Arguably the biggest piece of evidence that we had.
Richard Allen's defense team plans to appeal his conviction and argues the real killer is still out there. I'm Garrett Tenney, Fox News.
interested in it?
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm just watching one of the opening statements on Cash Patel, and I think there's a couple of things that are going to happen that I predicted. The hard thing with RFK when he was testifying is his voice. And it's such a struggle for him to get his voice out. You look at the nonverbal cues, it looks like he's getting nervous. I don't think he's getting nervous. I actually think just the opposite. But with Tulsi Gabbard, they're going to go after her directly, but she, number one, it's a woman. I hate to tell you, I don't mean to be sexist. I think people go easier on women, number one. Number two is she's so composed, so strong, so smart. I think she's going to wow at this event. What Pete did was so interesting during his. They were attacking him personally, accusing him of things that didn't happen. Personally, they weren't saying, you don't understand the size of the Navy fleet. You don't understand our manufacturing base. They were just going after and saying, what happened with this relationship? What happened with that? But he looked comfortable. Cash Patel is coming out firing. And if these people want to go after him and say these are trumped up investigations when he unwound what was happening at the Mueller report, when he was unwound what happened with the impeachment that Nancy Pelosi trumpeted from, we didn't know him that well then, President Zelensky in Ukraine. When we go after 2020, he's ready to go. He's got these facts. Now, he did put together the January 6th choir, which the president would play at his events. So he's going to have to answer for that. I mean, I'm not a January 6th. There's nothing good about it. It wasn't as bad as you thought. I don't feel that way. But that's what they're going to focus on. And in the end of the day, I think he's going to win over any Republicans that are thinking to themselves, I'm not too sure he's the right guy. I think it's going to be fine. We are looking also at the latest on the investigation on with the American Airlines flight that and the Black Hawk crash. And now the American Airlines spokespeople are beginning to understand that they were actually just in the line of flight. And they didn't do anything. And one of the questions I just read to paraphrase was, we don't know why the Black Hawk came into our flight path. So that's where I think this is heading. I don't think you can fault American Airlines at all. And I think this might end up somewhere in the air traffic booth. I think it also might end up with the Black Hawk. Someone was telling me, to be simplistic, that they fly a helicopter. And what you do in the helicopter, you're always looking down. You know, and what you do is usually have officers in the back looking left and right. Well, you only had one in the back, and they were looking at the other side. If they look at the other side, they would have seen the plane. Would it have been enough to move? I'm not sure. But it's freaked people out because all these lawmakers and all these Washington, D.C. residents, they all fly in there.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic No. 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We will play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we're back. Of course, we're following all the tragedy and trying to get some answers on the plane crash that crashed with the Blackhawk last night about 9 o'clock Eastern time. It's really paralyzed Washington, D.C. until 11 o'clock. One of the busiest airport in the country, perhaps, is locked down till 11. They're trying to figure things out. They've picked out, when I started this show, coming off Fox and Friends, 27 bodies, but there was 60 on the American Airlines jet. There was 3 on the Blackhawk during a training mission. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening. And we'll also, and we'll break in. So far, 67 feared dead. Let's bring in maybe the country's number one biographer. Certainly what he's done has been nothing short of prolific. His latest project was following around and making sense of one of the most fascinating people of his generation, the Benjamin Franklin of this generation, so to speak, Elon Musk. He teaches at Tulane. Got a family member there right now. And Walter Isaacson joins us. Walter, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, Brian, thank you. And I can't wait to meet your family member at Tulane.
Oh, yes.
To go down and teach my class now.
Yeah, he's in the last year of law school there, and I'll be coming down for it. Hopefully meet by the Super Bowl. But
I'll see you at the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. So, Walter, I love Steve Jobs, and it gave me such a confidence on – and knowing that he was alive and commissioned you to write a tough book on him in real time – and he said, be as tough and just be as fair. That's all he wanted. And mm-hmm. then you take on an equally fascinating person with Elon Musk. First off, how did you get him to agree? Before we talk about what he's doing.
It was really interesting, Brian. I talked to him, and he said he wanted to do it. So we had an hour-long talk on the phone. I said, here's the deal. I don't want to do this based on 10 or 20 interviews. I want to do this based on 2 years of being by your side whenever I want, living in an Airstream trailer next to your house, morning, noon, and night. And he went, okay. And then I said, but here's the other part of the deal. I want this to be a fair book, and I don't want you to read it in advance or have any control over it. And he went, okay. And I was kind of surprised. And then I went talking to friends about half hour later. They said, we didn't know you were writing a book on Elon Musk. I said, what do you mean? He said, he just tweeted out, Walter's writing my biography. So that's how we got going.
Wow. And then you did. And talk about how your relationship evolved. How did you get his trust? And what was it like over those 2 years before we get into what he's doing now with Trump and Germany and everything?
I sat by his side and just watched. I mean, you've seen American journalists these days. There are very few that try to do what I did, which is just sit by somebody, get it exactly right, take notes. And I always stayed in the background a little bit, but there was no meeting he ever kicked me out of. And after every meeting, he would sit and talk and reflect and explain what had happened. And the book, I think, is, you know, and he, I think he feels that way too, is warts and all, but it's right on fair. I just try to tell you the story. I'm a New Orleans guy. And so I'm not there to preach at you. I'm there to say, hey, this is a really interesting story. Watch him, how he does the Raptor engine. Watch how he does the full self-driving. Watch how he goes into Twitter and changes it. And then you make your own decisions.
You thought you had a great book, and then he gets involved with Twitter. And I'm thinking to myself, this probably just extended the whole journey for another, 6 months? As he does one of the most fascinating things. I mean, what was that like? Do you think you had done it? All of a sudden, your book just got even better and more exciting.
So in late 2022, I'm with him, and he's just become the richest person on earth, person of the year at Time and other places. And I said, well, you must be satisfied. You know, you've hit all your marks. And he said, no, whenever I play a video game, I can never be satisfied at the level I'm at. I've got to move to the next level. I don't like calm. I don't like success. I like drama. I like challenge. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I'm buying up shares of Twitter. And that, in some ways, helped bring the book all around because it gave you the political and personal aspects of them, an emotional aspect, which you don't have just with rocket engines or electric cars. And the way he went into Twitter is a playbook for what he's doing right now in the federal government, which is delete every unnecessary part, question every unnecessary requirement. And if you're not ripping away more that is wise, and you don't have to add some stuff back in the end, then you're not being bold enough.
This is why your book helped me so much, is because he comes in, he gets close to Trump, and he puts the money in, but he makes his appearances, and they're getting along. And when he says, I want to get into efficiency, I remember listening to that on his live Twitter broadcast. I don't know what he calls it. I forgot. And he said, yep. I'd like to help you out. And Trump just went over that. And he goes, no, I'd like to help you out. I like to do efficiency. And I'm thinking to myself, normally, why would a guy who thinks so big and thinks about transforming the electric car business and putting go into space want to do something as seemingly boring until you realize the reason why Tesla worked is because he would sleep on the manufacturing floor. He would stare at the production and think, why does that screw need to be needed? Why can't we get this lighter? Why can't the design be better? And you realize he likes the detail of all these things. He does focus on leaning out things and making it more efficient.
You know, God is in the details and the devil is in the details. I really appreciate you've read the book that well, because indeed, that's what he does. He sleeps on the factory floor. And you know what? He slept in the old executive office building last week a couple times because he's working on government efficiency. There's a quality about Musk in which he is all in. And I find that frightening at times. I mean, look, the book also says, hey, this can be unnerving because when he sets himself on a mission, whether it's getting to Mars or cutting $2 trillion from the federal budget, he doesn't sort of say, let me balance things. Let me be nuanced. He leaves some rubble in his wake, but he knows that's the only way you can get major things done.
So I'm reading the story in the Washington Post today, and I thought Doge was going to be studying things and recommending. I did not know they were full in this aggressively. Do you know that whole, I'm sure you do, do you know that he is looking at that federal workforce of 2.3 million? He already set up a way to lace them all in the same email with his staff and a human resources guy from SpaceX, who you probably know. And he looked and says, guys,
Brian Belding,
yeah, and he says, hey, guys, if you want to quit, we'll give you 6 months. You have to come in. If you're not going to come in, you're going to be fired. And I didn't know. No, he did not check with the White House.
You know, in the book, he goes into Twitter about a week after the acquisition. He's actually been staying there overnight. And he says, all right, we're going to do a memo called A Fork in the Road. And there it is in my book, in which he and his young cousin and a couple people, just close core of people at Twitter, figure out how you're going to fire a large percent of the workforce by saying you've got to opt in and decide you want to stay on these conditions. And the memo that he wrote and sent out 2 days ago had the same title to it, A Fork in the Road. So the playbook of everything he is about to do, if I were a government employee, I'd read the playbook, because you can tell what he's about to do from what he did at Twitter and what he's been doing at SpaceX and Tesla.
But you, Walter Isaacson, if you told me you were doing that at at a company, I'd say okay. But it's, I don't think it's ever been done like this at a college. Excuse me, at the federal government. And I remember if Teddy Roosevelt.
That's a big issue. Yeah. Just real quick, is this is what we're going to see, because he kind of owns SpaceX. He certainly controls and sort of owns Tesla. He doesn't own the federal government, but you pointed out rightly, he's put his people, these young engineers, all of whom I know, are at the Office of Personnel Management. They're at the Justice Department. They're at all of these agencies, and he is drilling down with his own people in these agencies.
So can he do it? So they have some of them under union. He transferred 50,000 to at-will employees. I don't know if that's going to fly. So he's telling all these people, come to work. Only 3% go to work. Come to the workplace where you're fired. And by the way, if you want to just quit, here's 6 months. You can quit. He also renamed the U.S. Digital Services to U.S. DOGE Services, where he's sitting down with the government's digital people, and essentially they have to justify their job. I mean, I love this. That he's doing this.
Yeah. Absolutely. And what he's done is he's found that even what you said earlier in this show about sending an email to all federal employees, that was impossible to do, both technologically, and people thought it might be against the regulations, and Musk just said, I want to find a way to do it, and I want it done within 24 hours where we can send an email to all employees.
So do you think, just now this is your opinion from what you know about Trump and what you know about Musk, the fact that he did not, the White House was caught off guard, not that they would be disagreed with him or slowed him down, I don't know. But do you think we're already seeing some issues with two born leaders?
Yeah, I mean, I think President Trump hasn't shared the limelight or power much during his career. And Elon Musk has never worked for anybody in his career. So it's not a naturally stable molecule. But at the moment, they seem to have strongly bonded. I think Elon Musk can probably be at the White House anytime and even, you know, stay over if he needed to. And that bond continues because they both need each other. I think that there is a possibility that Musk does something without checking with Trump, or you saw it happen on a couple of issues where Musk got ahead of Trump or on side Trump. You know, Trump is a interesting character. He likes effective people, but then he can come down hard. It's interesting. Steve Bannon tried to get Musk moved out of the orbit because Bannon is a different type of populist, you know, nationalist populism. And Musk ended up being there in front of the Commerce Secretary at the inauguration with Steve Bannon not there. So at the moment, it's working out for Musk.
Yeah, believe me, Steve Bannon's got some issues, and he's already turned on Trump once. I don't know why he was let back into that orbit. It doesn't make any sense. So one thing I think is the biggest joke, and I think, Walter, you agree with me, there is no way he was giving a Nazi salute. Guys, the only thing that gets him excited where he loses control, I think, is when he gets in front of crowds. They're chanting his name. He sees the emotion that that Trump brings up. I think he gets moved by it. In my mind, there's no way he was doing a Nazi salute. What about you?
It was a very lonely child. Didn't have many friends. Grew up at the corner of the book, sitting in the corner of the bookstores, you know, from my book, reading X-Men comics and pretending he was a superhero. So you're right. He gets supercharged when he's in front of crowds. And this is a whole new experience to be at rallies cheering for him. But no, I agree. I can't imagine why intentionally he'd be giving a Nazi salute. So no, that was not some intentional Nazi salute.
And if people really cared, they'd call you and say, you spent 2 years and what do you think? Of course he would. People don't deny. If they give a Nazi salute, they usually embrace it, according to the black and white video I've had a chance to review. Here's Elon Musk a couple of days ago addressing the German people. Cut 35.
Well, first of all, I wanted to say that I'm very excited for the IFD, and I think you are really the best hope for Germany. I think some things that something I think that is just very important is that people take pride in Germany and being German. This is very important. It's okay to be proud to be German. This is a very important principle.
And he went on to say this. Cut 36.
I think there's like, frankly, too much of a focus on past guilt, and we need to move beyond that. Children should not be guilty of the sins of their parents.
Your thoughts about his statement that created so much controversy?
Well, it's not something I agree with, and it's not up to me to be preaching my own beliefs. I think that, the Germans have to figure out how to wrestle with their past and do it. But I think what Musk taps into is a global phenomenon that's happening, which is a renewed sense of nationalism. And this means too much immigration can hurt a sense of a nation. Many other things reduce nationalism, and whether it's about immigration in England or with Maloney, Prime Minister Maloney, his friend in Italy, or with the German AfD party, he has taken much more of an anti-immigrant nationalist stance. Mm-hmm. You know, if it were me, I would not wander into the territory of should you still be remembering the Holocaust, because I believe you should be.
Right. I guess his point is, guys, if you're going to reach your potential, if Germany's in such a wallowing, don't focus on World War II, and that's always a third rail. Lastly, I thought about you, too, in the Oval Office last week after they announced that $500 billion power center with Altman and Oracle CEO Ellison, as well as the Japanese leader. Elon Musk came out and said they don't have the money and it's not going to work. Here's what Trump said.
Mr. President, does it bother you that Elon Musk criticized a deal that you made publicly, that he said that he tweeted that?
No, it doesn't. He hates one of the people in the deal.
Have you spoken to him since then?
No. I've spoken to Elon, but I've spoken to all of them, actually. No, the people in the deal are very, very smart people. But Elon, one of the people he happens to hate, but I have certain hatreds of people, too.
So Trump took it in stride. Yeah. He used to never do that. What's with him and Altman? I mean, is it really that bad?
Yeah, there are two chapters in the book about Elon Musk and Sam Altman. And they're exactly played out on stage this past week. They started together OpenAI, which, as you know, was supposed to be an open source system, just like the one the Chinese released this past week. And it was supposed to be a nonprofit. Sam then turned it into a for-profit and made it a closed rather than open source code. That truly offended Musk. And even that first week he's in Twitter and trying to fix Twitter, I'm there and he's insisting that Sam Altman come over and bring the founding documents of OpenAI because he wants to get into a fight, a lawsuit with Sam Altman over that. And so I find it interesting that Trump can be amused. Hey, there are people I've hated, people whatever. And he knows full well that Elon cannot stand Sam Altman. And maybe having Sam Altman there doing that big deal in the Oval Office was a way of Trump reminding people he's the one in charge.
So he writes about people of the past like Benjamin Franklin, Steve Jobs, and Elon Musk, projects who would be too overwhelming and intimidating to most, including me, but he does it, and you seem to enjoy it. Walter Isaacson, thanks so much. If you want to know about the most impactful person in the world today in a way you never thought possible, pick up Walter's book. Walter, thanks so much. I know we can go for another 2 hours, and hopefully when you're in New York, we can.
All right, Brian, thank you so much, man.
All right, back in a moment.
Learning something new every day on The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
My fellow Americans, Donald Trump's conviction on 34 charges shows our country is in distress and our rule of law is under attack. Things might get worse before they get better. In these times of political chaos and uncertainty, it's crucial to protect your wealth and secure your financial future. That's where Advantage Gold comes in. They understand the power of gold as a safe haven during turmoil. Call them today at 800-900-8000 to get their free 2024 gold and silver kit and to protect your money with physical precious metals. Mention Jason Hansen sent you, and you could qualify for a special Jason Hansen discount up to $1,300. While nobody can predict the future, you can certainly prepare for it. Don't wait. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 for your free gold and silver kit and to claim your discount. Again, call 800-900-8000 today. Performance may vary. Consult your financial and tax professional and call 800-900-8000 today. Performance may vary. Consult your financial and tax professional.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval. Subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A man who became lifelong friends with a stranger in New York who saved his life makes today's Dean's List. Paul Myers was eating at a McDonald's a year ago when his heart stopped. Brian Harris was at the right place at the right time when he stepped in to help. Brian knows CPR and performed it, along with using a defibrillator that was in the restaurant before the ambulance came on scene. After he recovered, Paul wanted to find the man who saved his life. And with the help of social media, he was able to find that angel who helped start his heart again. Since then, they have met several times and have become very close. Paul says he's eternally grateful that Brian saved his life, but he says it's been difficult to think of a way to thank him. When they met for the first time, Brian said it was good to see his buddy doing so well. Both are grateful for their new friendship. Brian, you're a hero. And Paul, we're glad you're feeling good. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A serious health warning on alcohol products could be coming, but it may take a while. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy made a recommendation for adding cancer warnings to alcoholic beverages earlier this month, but some health experts say it could take years to implement if approved. Some health experts also say the process needs to be slow on serious health claims to allow for further research. Murthy says alcohol is the third leading preventable cause of cancer in the country, and updated health warning labels are needed to increase prevention. As an example of the slow process, Dr. David Shaker of the New Jersey-based Shaker Medical Group tells Fox Business, you can look at the history of similar topics. He references a 1964 Surgeon General report on smoking and cancer, but warnings didn't start appearing on packs of cigarettes until 1966. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Special announcement for the show. We're thrilled. We've been on WFMD, and we loved it over in Maryland. But now we got good news this week that Frederick, Maryland, WFMD, will be taking us live. And, of course, I wish it wasn't the case, but they're right in the area of Washington, D.C., right by Reagan Airport. So when you see this stuff happening, not only is this a international story, but it's a local story to everyone who listens. So you'll have us 3 hours all live. So now you can actually use the phones, 1-866-408-7669. And special thanks to Walter Isaacson. I mean, literally, the book is over 1,000 pages. It is amazing that this guy isn't even 60 yet and everything he accomplished. So when people say, I don't like Elon Musk, or I do like Elon Musk, it's not a matter of that. I mean, you could go think about that on a different day. He's playing a role in almost everything that we do. And I think it's for the right reasons. I love what he's doing with government. He just got to learn to tell Trump first. But so far, I have no indication from the Trump team, people around him, that any of that stuff of him getting on Trump's nerves is true. I think it's actually just the opposite. I also think on some level, the 78-year-old doesn't mind that other people are out front. He already knows he goes down in history.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying. But you can protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security.
Alarm on.
Our child has autism. He doesn't usually elope, but one day he did, and it was the most terrifying moment of our lives.
If I didn't have a home security system, I would have realized way too late he's gone.
Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plans. Smart locks, lights, cameras, and more make Vivint Home Security the smartest way to protect your family and prevent a tragedy. Vivint is the number one smart home service provider in the U.S. Protection is just a phone call away. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. He promised he would do it, and he has. President Trump has signed an executive order establishing new tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and China. The deal also includes a mechanism to escalate the rates if the countries retaliate against Washington. The U.S. earlier today blasting terrorist sites in Somalia.
The U.S. military has carried out airstrikes against Islamic State operatives in Somalia. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the strikes by U.S. Africa Command were directed by President Donald Trump and coordinated with the Somali government. An initial assessment by the Pentagon says multiple operatives were killed. They're the first attacks in Somalia during Trump's second term. In a post on social media, Trump says a senior Islamic State planner and recruits were the targets of the operation. Donna Water, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, six people on board a medical transport jet have been killed when the aircraft went down Friday night in Philadelphia. Mayor Sherelle Parker says there were more than just a plane that was impacted when it crashed.
We do want to note that several dwellings and vehicles were impacted. So what are we asking you to do for us right now, Philadelphia? We're urging you to please stay away from the scene. If you see debris, call 911. Don't touch anything.
and one person on the ground has now died of their injuries. At least 19 people on the ground were injured. Recovery teams and divers searched the Potomac River for remains and clearing wreckage from the collision that the passenger jet and Army chopper that killed 67 on Wednesday. Investigators say the remains of 42 people have been pulled from the river, including 38 that have been positively identified. They expect to recover all of the remains. You'll find more on these stories, plus news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Bad news for education. Here's John Scott.
New results from a national exam find that America's children have continued to lose ground on reading skills in the wake of the pandemic and have made little improvement in math. The national exam results also show while the highest performing students have started to regain lost ground, lower performing students are falling further behind. Given every 2 years to a sample of America's children, the National Assessment of Educational Progress is seen as one of the best gauges of the academic progress of the U.S. school system. John Scott reporting.
The FBI has recorded a sharp spike in complaints that its own agents and employees have engaged in sexual misconduct, ranging from assault to harassment. That word comes despite a pledge by the Bureau's leaders to eliminate the longstanding problem. An AP investigation found the FBI had a 50% increase in sexual misconduct allegations since launching a crackdown in 2021. Townhall.com has more. An NBA player is refusing comment while being investigated in a federal sports betting probe. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh has more.
Terry Rozier declined to answer questions Friday about the investigations by federal prosecutors into unusual betting patterns surrounding his play in a game when he was with the Hornets in 2023. Rozier, now with the Heat, is linked to the same probe that led to former Raptors player Jonte Porter being banned for life from the NBA. Porter faced criminal prosecution and eventually pleaded guilty to committing wire fraud. Porter is awaiting sentencing. There has been no indication that Rozier is under criminal investigation. He has not been charged with a crime.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
News from China upset U.S. markets Monday and disrupted the frenzy that had built up around artificial intelligence. A company called DeepSeek said it had developed a large language model that can compete with U.S. AI giants, but at a fraction of the cost. More online at townhall.com.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement, the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard ways.
Come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here.
For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
From the Fox News Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're here. What a week we've had, right? We have that Trump time. You know, it's in the pace that he's sending is unbelievable. I get that. And then you have the situation with the horrific crash, so I understand that. And then you have other things that are just happening that below the radar. By the way, Trump is getting a few wins that not many people are seeing. And all I can tell you is he's going to have a heck of a library. You know, he got millions from Disney for suing George Stephanopoulos for calling him a rapist. And they got millions. They settled. Then he just got $25 million from Facebook for kicking him off in 2020. And now they're about to settle with CBS because they interviewed Kamala Harris and edited to make her look good. He's suing them for $10 billion, and they're about to settle. He's saying, for most of the money, put it towards my library. At first, I didn't even think he was going to have one. Now I think it's going to be the best ever. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. Are you saying race or gender played a role in this tragedy?
It may have. I don't know. Incompetence might have played a role. We'll let you know that. But we want the most competent people. We don't care what race they are.
And Donald Trump just tweeted out, put on Truth Social, I should say, that chopper, the helicopter was way too high. In the sky. The horrific crash over the Potomac underlines many problems in our skies and in the air traffic towers. But media uses their airtime to attack Trump. We stick to the facts.
Number two.
Once again, Senator, Edward Snowden broke the law. He also released information
that
exposed
the
United States government illegal
program. Your legislation and your words are still your beliefs. Yes or no, please.
I'm making myself very clear.
Tulsi Gabbard and Senator Mark Warner, she had a lot of tough questions. She was up for the challenge, but people might not like her answers. Confirmation hearings full of fireworks for Tulsi, for Cash, for RFK Jr. Well, I think two of the three will pass, and my worries about the other. We bring you the highlights. And despite the urgency to get the Trump team in place, the Senate is taking the weekend off.
Number one.
Then they're throwing so much at us that we're fatigued.
The days of grieving of the Democratic Party are over. Frankly, my party's been just a little bit too passive and quiet in this regard.
We missed, you know, some things about what the American people really cared about.
You think? That is a down-to-earth, open forum about what the Democrats need to regroup. They lost the working class. They're losing the minorities. They're taking big chunks of Republicans out of the cities. And you got a 78-year-old president of the United States who you disdain, and the president kind of thinks is cool. Meanwhile, President Trump's first 100 days, I shouldn't even say 100 days, I should say 100 hours, he is rolling in a way I've not seen before. We'll talk about what's happening with the plane crash, the investigation, and the president's agenda. Today's going to be a focus, an open forum on education. And I asked Kellyanne Conway, who's going to be leading the school choice movement, talk about what they can do to get CRT out of school, 1619 Project, a distant memory. But you can't control the student unions, and you have the education in America is decentralized, and perhaps that's a good thing. But what can you do while you push for these things if you're president, the president? Well, you could get the Department of Interior to work on the tribes, and they're doing that. You could get the defense, Secretary of Defense to work on military families, and they're doing that. And then you could work on school choice in every single state and work with governors that are open to it, that like minorities, because it basically benefits more minorities than anybody else. You have school choice. Let's say you're Arizona and your school gives every student $13,000. Give them the bond and let them go to the local high school if it's good, and if it's not, you can go elsewhere. But give you choice, it makes everybody better. That's the whole fundamentals of capitalism, I thought. So the President of the United States is going to be doing that today. We had him yesterday, the Vice President yesterday going, talking about DOGE, how they're beginning to cut expenses, looking at the federal workforce. You have Elon Musk sleeping in the Eisenhower building. That's how serious he's taking a job he's volunteering for. He's taken his head of human resources for Tesla and having them work at the federal workforce of $2.3 million. So that's interesting. Education, I told you about that. Also, he's going ahead with tariffs, it looks like, on Canada and Mexico. Although the Wall Street Journal has a story today that there's a push inside the Trump team to wait. Let's get an the Office of Management and Budget, Russ, vote in place. He's not there yet. Let's get Howard Lutnick in place as Secretary of Commerce. He's not there yet. So what's the rush? And they are allies. They're friends. What I love is he put on Truth Social, something I'm really concerned about, and so are a lot of economists. These BRICS countries really set up to counter America that has allies on there. Ostensibly, it's Brazil and India. They're looking to get off the dollar. And the idea that that's going to happen, that's really got – that was, he says, that would send us into a depression. So he says we will give 100% tariffs on everybody that decides to get off the dollar in that BRICS movement, which is an acronym for outlaw states with China and Russia leading the charge along with Iran. So we'll talk about that. So with Trump moving at this speed, the question is, where are Democrats? Who's the one they're leaning on? I'll tell you the one I like. I like listening to Fetterman. I like that he's reasonable when it comes to Israel, when it comes to illegal immigrant criminals. It turns out he's for Israel and against the criminal. Who would have thought? For border security, who would think it? Not against cutting budgets and getting into line, worried about the debt. That, to me, the Democratic Party, if I'm charting their course, I say be logical, be realistic. Don't get up in the morning and say, how do I fight Trump? Say, well, how do I do what I want? And then see what happens in the midterms, where history says that you'll make gains in the House and Senate. Although I feel like everything is different now. So they had a forum. They're trying to pick their new head of the DNC. Here's a little of what they're concluding about what they have to do, cut seven.
I have a show of hands. How many of you believe that racism and misogyny played a role in Vice President Harris's defeat? Okay. So that's good. You all pass.
So all the hands went up, right, Allison? I mean, basically they believe that that's the reason that America doesn't like women, that America, which is made up mostly of women, I think they have more women than men in this country. That's the reason.
Yeah, and because of, you know, and her race. We're racist, but we don't like her. It was all the people on stage and a lot of people in the audience who were, like, jumping up and down. Yes, that's why she lost.
Yeah, instead of one of the worst candidates ever, Stephen A. Smith put it perfectly. I feel duped that I even voted for her, and she's awful. Did you see the story about the drama behind the scenes of the Joe Rogan? How they could not pull the trigger on a Joe Rogan move. They kept moving the goalpost, and Rogan says, first they said, come to us, and he's like, I don't go to you. And he goes, well, maybe I'll go to a certain place. They go, why don't you meet us in Michigan? And then he goes, why am I going to Michigan? Why don't you come to Texas? He goes, all right, I'll go to Houston. But the day that they picked is the day that Trump was going on. So he goes, I can't go back to Texas twice. Why not? You go back to Texas. You could have went to Texas
and then
to do an interview with the number one podcast.
Completely. But didn't they also limit it, try to say she can only be there for an hour?
Yeah. I mean, that's a little – it's a – we should probably get him, Mike Allen. Mike Allen co-wrote this book, and this is one of the excerpts, the drama behind it. Here's the thing. I don't think those podcasts would have helped her because it reveals your personality. I mean, Howard Stern tried everything to make Joe Biden look alive and human. Couldn't do it. And the same thing with Kamala Harris. The thing that they say about Bob Dole when he lost, he hopped on Letterman, and he killed it. The guy's funny, but he never showed that personality. Hillary Clinton has a terrible personality. You got to get like JFK in this podcast era would probably get 80% of the popular vote. He just wows people. You know, you watch these tapes. But the thing about Trump is he'll sit down with a 21-year-old, but he doesn't look down on him. And it comes off. They go, wow, cool guy. Sit down with Andrew Schultz, kind of an edgy comic. Cool guy. And then he sits down with Joe Rogan. It's like they have 80% of what they kind of agree with, 75% of their lifestyle on and off the public stage. Here's a little bit more from the Democrats as they try to make heads or tails about what they've been through and where they should go. You got Waltz, the former governor of Washington, Inslee, and Mark Kelly, cut four.
Everybody's fatigued. Trust me, I get it. It was pure hell and the disappointment and the frustration. And I'm, you know, soul searching. Then they're throwing so much at us that we're fatigued.
The days of grieving of the Democratic Party are over. Frankly, my party's been just a little bit too passive and quiet in this regard. I'm sensing we've woken up in the last 24 hours.
We missed, you know, some things about what the American people really cared about.
Yeah, Mark Kelly, who has the resume to think that he would be able to straddle party lines. but he was not talking about the border until he was up for election. He walked away from Joe Biden at the midterms because he knew Biden was remarkably unpopular. He didn't speak out and try to change things before it was too late. And he never stood up and told the American public, Joe Biden can't function and I will never vote for him. But, you know, also you have Senator Jack Reed, who came out and said behind the scenes that if Joe Biden stayed in, for me to back Joe Biden and not come out against him, he would have to take two neurological exams, and then he would have to do a public press conference for me to consider backing him again. This is part of the conversation when Schumer came forward to tell Joe Biden, you can't win. Biden couldn't believe it. He's like, what are you talking about? He said, if I was to do a secret ballot among Democratic senators, you would get maybe five votes. So you gel that. That party is a mess. And nobody thought that Kamala Harris behind the scenes would be a good candidate. All that joy stuff was a folly. So I don't know where they go from here. But this weekend on One Nation, I'm going to ask Joe Manchin that. You know, I always like him. He's a guy I look to sometimes go across party lines. And he says when it comes to immigration, I'd be in lockstep with the President of the United States. So he might have a bulletproof vest and work it with ICE if he had to, you know, and not many people were more fiscally responsible or at least talked about it than Joe Manchin. And if you have Elon Musk sleeping in the Eisenhower building trying to find a way to get our expenses under control, I can't see him going against it. I don't see Fetterman going against it either. But you know who's getting the most publicity? It's AOC. It's the left wing. They're the ones with the microphone. And people say how tough they are. Yeah, they're speaking to a very small part of the country. Know this. Democrats and Republicans, the guy that's happiest when the squad is speaking is Donald Trump. Ben Domenech at the bottom of the hour, and I'll be taking your calls next if we can squeeze him in, 1-866-408-7669. We have so much more to talk about, what we're finding out about aviation. This was a horrific incident, but it underlines everything that's been going wrong and making us live a risky life in the air. It's in the air for no reason. We'll discuss it when Brian Kilmeade comes back on this show. That's me.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY, it's GA going slower.
IZERVAY or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A mother of four moved to the United States chasing the American dream and ended up dead in a Pennsylvania dumpster, and police say it was her husband that killed her. Lucrecia Jaden Sumba moved to New Jersey from Ecuador in 2021 looking for a better future for her four kids, cleaning houses and babysitting before getting a job at a nail salon and working towards her GED, according to a GoFundMe, which said when Sumba didn't show up for work earlier this month, her coworkers panicked, but her husband allegedly seemed disinterested in her whereabouts. The co-workers and one of Sumba's kids reported her missing. Her body was found 2 days later in a dumpster in Coopersburg, Pennsylvania, about 80 miles from Elizabeth, New Jersey, where she went missing. Her autopsy showed she died of sharp force injuries. The husband, 42-year-old Rolando Corte, has been charged with first-degree murder. The couple had been together for 23 years. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. America's egg supply is taking a hit from reported cases of bird flu. The Department of Agriculture says egg production fell off across the country by 4% in November compared to the previous year. The department says the number of egg-laying hens was also down 3%. Fewer eggs also means higher costs at the grocery store. As the Consumer Price Index shows, egg prices rose 8.2% in November from last year. Industry experts say prices will continue to rise in 2025 if bird flu case persists. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says bird flu has caused outbreaks in both poultry and dairy cows in the U.S., with several recent human cases in dairy and poultry workers. The CDC notes the public health risk is low and they continue to watch the situation carefully, working with states to monitor people with animal exposures. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, CJ Papa, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On April 9, 1959, NASA named the first group of American astronauts, selected from a list of 110 candidates. In just 2 years, on May 5, 1961, Alan Shepard would become the first American astronaut in a suborbital flight.
Which of these men will be first to orbit the Earth, I cannot tell you. He won't know himself until the day of the flight. From your right, Malcolm S. Carpenter, Leroy G. Cooper, John H. Glenn, Virgil I. Grissom, Walter M. Shearer, Alan B. Shepard, Donald K. Slayton. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the nation's Mercury astronauts.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We've got a problem. We have a problem here with people being able to practice medicine without government overreach, without families being able to be presented the proper risk analysis, risk reward of what's being presented to them because doctors are afraid to speak. This is changing. RFK, look, he said it himself today. He has the unique set of talents because of his career of litigating these regulatory agencies. He is uniquely positioned to unravel the adulterating influences that we have been discussing. I've known him for a while. I work with his campaign. I just kept saying this man needs to be in Washington so we can restore the trust in the public health organizations, which have been deeply adulterated.
Right. So that is Dr. Drew on with Greg last night and talking about RFK. And one thing that Tommy Tuberville said that really struck me, and as I watched everything back yesterday, because so much of the coverage was unjustifiably the plane crash. Tommy Tuberville says, I've been here for 4 years. I have never had a hearing room like this. And I was at the last HHS secretary nomination. There were four people here. He never even showed up. He spent most of his time in Los Angeles. I'm talking about Xavier Becerra, who was absolutely awful, especially during a pandemic. The guy was just non-performative, just didn't do anything. So he said, there's a movement behind you. We got to get this movement forward. You got the MAHA movement, and you have the moms who came together behind RFK. And I watched one of those town halls yesterday with the food babe, who's going to be on with me this weekend, and with Callie Means, who's wrote the best-selling book with his sister. And we're seeing the whole movement behind it, and they were behind RFK, and Donald Trump realized that, thought the message was great for parents and kids, because there are kids that are obese, 70% what it used to be, 3%. There are kids with chronic diseases, with asthma and peanut allergies and depression and obesity. And how do you handle that? Are people okay with that? No, not Republican or Democrat. They're not. So he saw that that RFK had that. He brought it in, and he said, when you get in, I'm going to let you go run HHS. So you picked the job, and he picked that. And we knew it's going to be hard. He doesn't know a ton about Medicare or Medicaid. He knows what it doesn't do. He doesn't know a ton about Obamacare, but he knows it's not effective, and the premiums are way too high, and the deductibles are way too high. Not a good combination. And people aren't getting healthier. They're getting sicker. So he wants to stay on top of that. And I thought RFK was pretty effective in explaining about this. Now, the person he's got to win over is Senator Cassidy. And right now, he does not have to say, has not won over Senator Cassidy. Cynthia is in Florida. Hey, Cynthia.
Good morning, Brian. I'd rather be known as the conservative Democrat, the condemned party, condemning liberals wherever I can find them. And boy, do I have fun doing it. What I call to say, everybody in America, pay attention to what is going on. We're supposed to have a government of, by, and for the people. What we have is a government of the people, by the lawyers, for the lawyers. I'm sick of it. The 13th Amendment of our Constitution was never repealed. It was never amended, but it was well hidden by guess who? Probably lawyers. It prohibits anybody who has an oath to the British Accredited Registry, the Bar Association, from having an elected position in our government.
Are you worried about Trump's team getting passed? I mean, I have Cash Patel. I think he's going to get through it on the FBI. And I think RFK gets through, too. I actually think Susan Collins might vote for him. Everyone just assumes Murkowski and Collins will vote for him. I think he will. The one, Senator Cassidy, I also think, and in my view, Lawrence and I both watched the same closing statements for Cassidy, who chairs the committee. And I said, this is positive. He says, I'm going to call you over the weekend. I'm trying to vote for you. I am worried about your view on vaccines. But Trump wants him. The movement is real. The audience clapping, I think, definitely must resonate. Democrats realize how popular RFK is and his message. Thanks so much for the call. So Cory Booker was extremely aggressive. I don't know where that came from. The guy that actually seemed open to RFK Jr. is Governor, now Senator Hickenlooper of Colorado. Bernie Sanders, I thought, was quite reasonable when he came out and was saying some things. We're on the same page as we're sicker than ever. We're on the same page where costs are too high. On the same page when it comes to transparency. He is all for the nutritional aspect of what he's pitching. But he is not for, he thinks he doesn't have well hashed out understanding of Medicare and Medicaid. And he went back at Bernie Sanders and says the pharmaceutical companies has contributed to all you guys, including you, Bernie, gave you millions. And Bernie went crazy, but he did. So while I was running for president, I was taking in donations. Doesn't mean I guaranteed to do anything. Well, that's true. And, you know, in a way, if you're a House member and you have a Pfizer walk up to you and say, I like what you're doing, here's $200,000, that might keep you in office. That means you'll be open to what they're saying, but it doesn't mean you're bought and sold. But that's a little about the system. Ben Domich is next. It lives right by where the crash took place in Washington, D.C. He said if he was looking out his window at the right time, he would have seen it. His take on what's going on there. Don't move.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Are you saying race or gender played a role in this tragedy?
It may have. I don't know. Incompetence might have played a role. We'll let you know that. But we want the most competent people. We don't care what race they are. We want the most competent people, especially in those positions. And, you know, you're talking about extremely complex things. And if they don't have a great brain, a great power of the brain, they're not going to be very good at what they do, and bad things will happen.
That is the President of the United States getting blowback for a statement that DEI plays a role in our aviation security, and it may or may not have played a role in this crash in particular. But stop looking for air traffic controllers and pilots that are diverse instead of the best. Ben Domenech joins us now, Fox News contributor, editor-at-large for The Spectator World, host of his own podcast. And Ben, you live right near where this crash took place. What is everyone saying in and around Washington? This really hits home. It's not just a national story. It's a local story for you.
You know, it's very local. And, Brian, in fact, yesterday I had the opportunity to stop by my local bar that I go to regularly. And it turns out one of the regulars there, unfortunately, lost his wife and daughter in the crash, which is just, you know, that's a guy who I see probably once a week and say hi to, and you know, have known for a couple of years. And
wow.
it's for this area, everybody knows somebody who's being touched by it. You know, you're only 1 or 2 degrees of separation from it. And so, look, this is the kind of thing that is also, you know, just for me, I'm talking to you from my office at home, and I see the planes that go by on that route throughout the day. And it was extremely eerie yesterday to have the morning and have just not see any traffic in the sky, not hear any planes going by. And I think that as we get through this, you know, obviously there's going to be a mourning period, but we do deserve answers about what happened. And look, I think the president is just trying to say we need to have the highest quality people in these critical positions. And, understanding that, you know, we want to be able to have opportunities for people who are disabled to work within government, you know, if you're in a wheelchair, if you have certain limitations, et cetera. But there are also certain things that you need to be able to do in order to fulfill a job of being an air traffic controller. And there are certain disabilities that I think would prevent people from being able to do that. You know, that's just practical. And so looking into this, I don't think that this is going to end up being something where there was a direct reason, but it has been an issue ever since the COVID pandemic that we have not been able to really restore the level of hiring that we needed for air traffic control, for pilots, for so many other aspects of the airline industry. And that's something that's going to have to change.
I mean, it should be number one priority. Knowing Sean Duffy, he gets it as Secretary of Transportation. We should have a massive push for air traffic controllers because it takes a long time to train. And it's got to be, and it, you burn out quick. I get it. The job's hard. I understand it. But job's hard. But we cut them back during the pandemic, and then we asked them back, and many of them said no.
Yeah, they chose to retire, and, you know, we gave them, you know, much of the airline industry didn't believe that Americans were ever going to want to travel to such a degree again, and they made the wrong bet. And so ultimately we ended up in a situation where a lot of people left, and filling in those roles quickly with people who are qualified and have the sufficient training is very difficult. Now, in this case, it does seem like we've seen the reports, the early reports, that the air traffic control was understaffed, that there was one person who was doing a job that two people normally do. But also we know that the previous day there was a go-around that had to happen because of a plane and a helicopter, a similar incident where obviously there was nothing like the tragedy that we saw happen. And so this is not a problem that is just isolated. I think it's a problem that we've narrowly dodged repeatedly of all of these incidents over the past couple of years where we've seen these, you know, near run things. And it was just a matter of time until it happened. Sadly, it happened in a situation that resulted in such a significant loss of life. But the one thing that I think is an advantage in terms of where it happened is that politicians care about that airport. It's where they fly out and fly in all the time. Jim Justice, the senator from West Virginia, he actually flies back and forth every day from his home in West Virginia.
He's
from
got his own plane. Yeah.
He's got his own plane. He does it, pays for it himself. But he flies in and he flies out. And that's the kind of situation where, look, we cannot function in a situation where we have you know, senators' lives at risk, the lives of these key political figures at risk if they're flying in and out of that airport. So this needs to be resolved, and it needs to be resolved as quickly as possible and as transparently as possible.
No doubt about it. I just want you to hear this. This former pilot joined, I think, Laura last night and said this about the situation. Cut 33.
the antiquated equipment that's being used, the staffing levels that have already been highlighted, training. We've got a lot of inexperienced pilots out there right now that are coming along and getting trained and getting up to speed. But the breaking point is approaching, and last night it was absolutely tragic. And from an aviation professional, our hearts, our prayers and condolences and thoughts are with the victims, the souls lost, and the first responders and the controllers in the tower. No, it's just absolutely tragic, and I'm afraid until the system gets fixed, it's going to continue.
What I would hope is to see this administration execute like they do the executive orders. And it's not hard. I mean, what we got to do is figure out the criteria to hire a good air traffic controller, find out where the candidates are. I would do an evaluation within 30 days from all major airports to tell us the state of their air traffic control roster, how big it is and how big it needs to be, and then their personal sense of the stress level and what they need. And look, you immediately got to take action. We can't avoid it like Pete Buttigieg avoided it for 4 years.
Yeah, and this is the other thing that I think people need to understand. And this is why it's so critical and important that we have people. And, you know, I've known Sean Duffy for, I knew him for 10 years before he was even at Fox. And I have enormous confidence in him. He gets dismissed by the media for being someone who's a TV host or the like, when in reality he's someone who served in so many different roles in Wisconsin over the years, and obviously in the Congress. He's a very smart guy.
Yeah.
And I think he's serious. And unlike Pete, he is not going to dodge the responsibility here. I think he's going to do, as you said, the things that need to be done in order to pursue this, to get answers, and also to change the system in ways that is going to benefit the American people and make sure that they have confidence in it going forward. Restoring confidence in so many different aspects of government right now is so key after the last 4 years of incompetence.
All right, so let's talk about the confirmations that took place yesterday, and let's begin with RFK. I thought that he showed up with a lot of support in the audience. He has a lot of areas in which he excels and some in which he doesn't really know a lot about Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare, knows fundamentally they're not functioning, too costly, and we've been and America's sicker than ever before. Cassidy is the one guy he's got to win over. Here he is openly speculating on whether he'll vote for him or not. That is Senator Cassidy of Louisiana, cut 16.
So let me ask once more. If the data is brought to you, and these studies that have been out there for quite some time and have been peer-reviewed, and it shows that these two vaccines are not associated with autism, will you ask, no, I need even more? Or will you say, no, this, I see this, it's stood the test of time, and I unequivocally and without qualification say that this does not cause autism?
Not only will I do that, but I will apologize for any statements that misled people otherwise.
That's what you got to say. He wants to look at every study and analyze everything and try to figure out what's behind it, mostly in food. Your thoughts about how he came across?
Look, I think RFK is in a more difficult position than perhaps people understand, in part because of the fact that Cassidy is the chairman, obviously, of the health committee. And this is one situation where, you know, if you are going through these nominations and you have the emphatic support of someone, we saw Roger Wicker do this with Pete Hegseth. We saw yesterday Tom Cotton just really giving his all in terms of supporting Tulsi Gabbard. When you have the chairman have questions about you and really be wavering about his support for you, that sends a message to the rest of the conference. And it's also something that I think that RFK, as much as he's an excellent communicator and I think a very bright, brilliant man, he is also someone who does not have a background in a lot of these areas when it comes to the kind of health reforms that many of these senators care about and put first in terms of their capacity of analyzing this person in this job. The corrective, though, that I would say in response is look at the situation under Joe Biden. Joe Biden named a political hack, Javier Becerra, who only got approved by a single vote in the Senate because everyone knew he had no background whatsoever in health policy. He was just supposed to go in there and essentially conduct lawsuits against people over pandemic issues and over religious freedom issues and the like. He was just a hack trial lawyer that they were putting in that job, and he did a terrible job. And so I look at RFK and I say, look, you can only go up from here. And I think that he's going to be someone who's a solid communicator. He's got a whole movement behind him, one that I think is very real and very supportive. And I think that in this instance, hopefully for him, that's enough to put him over the top, along with the backing, obviously, of the White House. And people, I think, are being quite loud in their support for him when it comes to calling senators and the like.
Cash Patel, fiery. Here is his confrontation with Senator Adam Schiff, who I know he has almost no respect for. Cut 24.
And here you did no diligence to find out whether people you were associating with, now the President of the United States, in song, were convicted of attacking police officers. Is that who we want running the FBI? I want you to turn around. There are Capitol Police officers behind you. They're guarding us. Take a look at them right now. Turn around.
I'm looking at you. You're talking to me.
No, look at them. I want you to look at them if you can, if you have the courage to look them in the eye, Mr. Patel, and tell them you're proud of what you did. Tell them you're proud that you raised money off of people that assaulted their colleagues, that pepper sprayed them, that beat them with poles. Tell them you're proud of what you did, Mr. Patel. They're right there. They're guarding you today. Tell them how proud you are.
That's an abject lie. You know it.
I've never,
ever accepted violence against law enforcement.
Right. And he actually stepped away from the president on that. Do you agree with the pardon of people who committed violence on that day? And he said no.
Yeah. Look, I think that the truth is Cash Patel's hearing was always going to be one that we saw descend into something like this. It's part because of Adam Schiff's presence. I mean, I'm sure you've probably seen it by now, Brian, but the image of Cash Patel holding a watermelon with a picture of Adam Schiff on it, about to load it into a trebuchet at like some event that he was at. They've made their animosity towards each other very clear. But a big reason for that, of course, is that Cash Patel made him look terrible because he wrote the Devin Nunes memo that exposed so much that Adam Schiff was lying about to the American people, along with his fellow Democrats, claiming that they had definitive proof that Donald Trump was compromised by Russia. Look, this was inevitably going to be a clash, but I think that Patel did, held his own. And honestly, there were fewer fireworks than I think most of us expected. And so that I think is enough to carry him across.
So here's a little of Tulsi with Senator Mark Warner.
Yeah.
Cut 13.
Once again, Senator, Edward Snowden broke the law. He also released information that exposed the United States government's illegal
program. Your legislation and your words are still your beliefs. Yes or no, please.
I'm making myself very clear. Edward Snowden broke the law. He released information about the United States government's illegal activities. If I may just finish my thoughts, Senator. In this role that I've been nominated for, confirmed as Director of National Intelligence, I will be responsible for protecting our nation's secrets, and I have four immediate steps that I would take to prevent another Snowden-like leak.
So that's when people said that they were a little upset, and Republicans got some conservatives upset by that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised, though. I mean, I think that's pretty consistent with what she said for the last several years about her perspective on this. You know, look, the Snowden fight that dates back, of course, to 2013 when he was originally, arrested, is one that I think, you know, a lot of people like Rand Paul and Thomas Massey have a different opinion of the, along the lines of what Tulsi thinks about him, which is that, you know, yes, it's criminal, but he also exposed some things that were criminal activities on the part of the government or certainly violations of the Fourth Amendment rights. Look, I think that Tulsi, you know, was herself yesterday and was in command of the nature of the job. The most important thing to come out of that hearing yesterday was the positive vibes that she got from Susan Collins, that she said to our own Chad Pergram about feeling that she had answered her questions in a way that she benefited from, because Collins was really the person, I think, at issue here. As for the rest, you know, look, some of these people who have took issue with her comments on Snowden, including people like James Langford, had already come out and endorsed her. So I don't think that they're going to necessarily back off of her. Certainly, though, she's another candidate for somebody who's probably going to end up with a one-vote margin on the floor, assuming that she does get there. But I think the fact that Collins moved in her direction was the most significant thing to come out of yesterday.
All right, and also, just a quick note, it looks like Doug Collins got to wait till next week. It looks like it looks like the same thing with the Attorney General, Pam Bondi. We also got Doug Burgum last night, so he's in place. Howard Lutnick should have no problem. Just put the vote on the floor. My goodness. What is the issue? And then Russ's vote, they're just holding up. Come on. This is amazing.
The vote in particular, it's just spite. Look, you're not going to get somebody else in that job from Donald Trump. He is going to stand by Russ's vote. He wants him in that job for a reason. And again, this is just spiteful activity. It's interesting because the Democratic Party, when you actually look at them, and when you look at key Democrats like John Fetterman, other Democrats like John Ossoff, who, by the way, didn't even show up to Tulsi's hearing, which was a surprise, they have, you know, backed away because they understand the risks. You know, Gary Peters announcing he wasn't going to even run again for Michigan. they understand that they're at risk headed into the midterms of you know, really experiencing some negative things if they don't work with this president. And yet the people on some of these senators are acting as if it's the same thing again from 2017, and they're just expected to resist. It's not.
Right. It's going to be interesting because we're going to look at that, too, on this weekend on One Nation, where Democrats go from here. I'll have Joe Manchin on. Ben, excellent. Thanks so much. Yeah. Ben Domenech's podcast. Check it out. Check it out. Back in a moment.
The first 100 days, continuing confirmation coverage.
Maybe we should talk about his testosterone replacement stuff that he's doing, because he looks fantastic.
Like no other.
Maybe that's the story.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Fox News Audio presents the Fox Nation Investigates podcast, a look into the Menendez brothers with victims or villains. Then, Judge Jeanine Pirro and a panel of experts break down their new fight for freedom with Monsters or Misunderstood, and follow three incredible cases where world-renowned forensic pathologist Dr. Michael Botten helps change the course of the investigation with the Botten Files. Listen and follow at foxtruecrime.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It is time to take the quiz.
5 days a week, it's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
Including the pre-Super Bowl era, what NFL franchise has won the most NFL championships?
I'm going to say the Cowboys.
I guess I would say the Packers.
How'd you do exactly? These get tougher, so hang on.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. Thank you for taking the quiz.
It is time to take the quiz.
5 days a week, it's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
What are the two active volcanoes on mainland Europe called?
Is Vesuvio one of them?
Vesuvius and Etna.
How'd you do exactly? These get tougher, so hang on.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did. Thank you for taking the quiz.
As President Donald Trump begins his second term.
Promises made, promises kept. We're going to keep our promises.
Stick with the Fox News Rundown as history is made during his first 100 days. Whether it impacts your family, your wallet, or the world, our team of journalists will give you the sharp analysis and perspective you expect from Fox News. The Fox News Rundown, the first 100 days. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, we are back. Just to finish up, just a quick announcement. We're getting close. February 15th in Jacksonville. I mean, they opened up the second tier of the Florida Theater, and VIP tickets are almost maxed out. They might be maxed out, right? We're at 100.
Yeah, I think they're just about sold out. I think there's 100. I think there might be 98 sold. It might have been 100 now, but yep.
Usually it's very, we feel fortunate. You get 25, 30 VIPs, kind of intimate thing. Now it's 100, and it's going to be great. We meet before the show, preview everything. We talk about the news, personal stuff, what's going on at Fox, and what's going on with you when I get a chance to talk to you. And then on March 22nd, we're in St. Louis. And those tickets are going at the faster pace than any event we've ever had. And we've been doing this for 2 and 3 years. So we have some VIP left there. But this is the biggest theater we ever had, 1,700 people. And we're over half sold out. And it actually looks like it's past that. So the numbers are great. We're flattered. But I just don't want you to miss out. So you just go to BrianKilmeade.com. Let's go to John in Pittsburgh. Hey, John.
Hey, Brian. Great to hear you talk about RFK Jr. It's too bad that he's not in like a Doge position instead of the HHS. But anyway, I just wanted to say the story of how RFK got to where he is, because, you know, he was the number one environmental attorney in the country. He's an expert on toxicity. He sued Monsanto, cleaned up the Hudson. He was the darling of the left, but now he's evil, I guess. But it was all because of some moms that kept cornering him when he was doing his presentations and talking to them about their kids who were fine one day, and the next day they can't walk or talk and they're banging their head against the wall.
Yeah, now it's the MAHA movement, and he represents them, and he's such a smart guy, he's digested it. And for his family to come out against him, like Caroline Kennedy, and bring up things that happened in college when some guy admitted I had an addiction and I beat it, I thought it was unacceptable.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? The stress from excessive credit card debt can ruin your life. Collection calls, sleepless nights. If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLou is here for you. DebtLou uses secret programs that most credit card companies won't tell you about. They'll help you consolidate or settle your debts for a fraction of what you owe. With DebtLou's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved. There's no risk. The more you owe, the more DebtLou can save you. See how easy it is to get started with free information. Let DebtLou show you how 10 minutes could save you thousands. Call now, 800-200-6895. That's 800-200-6895.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.